The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioFriend services.
By Anderson Hometown Pharmacy, come to the 100% family-owned local pharmacy for all your prescription needs.
By Del Hollow One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Welcome to Clark Range High School in the 8th District 6A Showcase of our broadcasting season. Tonight, the Clay County teams have traveled onto the Cumberland Plateau, where Matt Walker and his 20-5 Lady Bulldogs are winners of 9 straight, and will be facing Omar Rogers and his 22-3 Lady Buffaloes in a game that will feature two of Tennessee's best teams. The 22-2 Bulldogs, led by Rob Edwards, have won 12 straight and will have a rematch tonight with Rodney Pyle and his 10-15 Clark Range Buffaloes, who are a dangerous team, especially here at home. We're here for Monday Night Live action on the Horizon Sports Network between the Buffaloes and the Bulldogs.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. You'll like what you see in Clay County because it's a great place to live, work, and play.
Honest Abe Log Homes, helping people realize their dream of log home living from their Moss, Tennessee headquarters since 1979.
McFarland Creek Outdoors, where once-in-a-lifetime trophy dreams come true for hunters right here in the middle of Bulldog Country.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy Standing Tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. And Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from both Bulldog coach Rob Edwards and Lady Bulldog coach Matt Walker, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, Rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today. This is the CarQuest pregame show. We're here for our 8th Clay County basketball broadcast of the season. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll do the best I can to bring you the play-by-play action tonight. Later on, we'll be formed by Joe, or be joined, not formed, joined by Joe Sims and then Thomas Watts a little bit later. For right now, I'm accompanied, as always, by the network's analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver.
Daniel, a first here for us on the Horizon Sports Network. We're sitting in the mecca of Class A girls basketball in what should only be called Lamar Rogers Gymnasium.
Yeah, we never have broadcasts from Clark Range, and, you know, kind of gives you goosebumps even from a neutral standpoint coming in here seeing these 10 state championship banners hanging up in the ceiling, the gold balls out here. As you say, the mecca.
It is, and you know, it's always a pleasure to be sitting here alongside you because ready to continue our District 6A showcase coverage. And what a series it's been, Daniel.
Been great. This, perhaps we're fixing to call the best installment of it yet.
Could be. We've had 7 of the best conference games of the year so far, and it's only going to get better, as you say, here in Clark Range tonight. You know, Daniel, we might as well call this Ladies' Night here in Clark Range because it's all about them. As we get set for this top 10 showdown for conference bragging rights, we just finally got the rankings. We've been looking at them, looking for them all day today. Couldn't get them in the newspaper. They came out so late. Clay County jumped 2 spots to number 7 after their big win over Piggy County. But Clark Range rose to number 2, too.
What a special night. How often do you get to see in a district matchup 2 teams that are the top 7 in the state of Tennessee in a district matchup on a Monday night in January?
Of course, it's never happened for us, and it probably doesn't happen for many people ever, just like you say. But, you know, besides the girls, Daniel, I guarantee you this boys' game, it's not going to disappoint either.
Right. Clay County won the first one earlier this month. That's a single-digit win, about 7 points, I think.
It
so
was.
Don't overlook Clark Range.
That's right. And I tell you one group that's never disappointed, and that's our generous team of sponsors, Daniel. They make this thing go night in, night out, and we can't thank them enough. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper that we've been having in stands and in the mail weekly in Clay County and surrounding areas for several years now. We hope everybody will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game. You know, we just finished up today's paper today, this afternoon, before we made the trip up the mountain. It'll be out on stands tomorrow in the mail on Wednesday. And it's going to chronicle last week's pair of contests, Daniel. We covered Trousdale County in our last broadcast, so we'll hit the Piggy County games now in what we like to call our Del Hollow Horizon recap, a summary of what's going to be in print this week. The main girls' headline read, Lady Dogs Get Historic Win Over Piggy County. Daniel, Clay County got the monkey off their back with a historic win in more ways than one over Piggy County at home, as your summary's going to show.
It did. Two of those things I'll mention real quick. Matt Walker beating his alma mater for the first time, and Clay County breaking a 16-game losing streak to the Lady Bobcats, and here's how it happened. After falling behind 2-0 in the first basket of the game, Clay County quickly regained the lead on a Taylor Strong three-pointer and never relinquished it in their domination of Piggy County. All 5 Lady Dog starters got on the board in the first quarter, where Clay County bested the Lady Bobcats 22-11. Then they moved the game open behind Katie Arms, his 9 seconds stands of points, and led 40-24 at the break. In the third frame, the Lady Dogs put Piggott County away. Clay County scored the final 7 points of the period to go up 61-39, heading into the fourth, where reserves finished off the 27-point victory. Final score in that one, a lopsided, Clay County 73, Piggott County 46.
You know, Taylor Strong scored the first points for Clay County, and she also led them in that contest with 21 points, Daniel. And there's a subhead to go along with that story. It said Strong in the 1700 club alongside Kizzy Arms.
Becomes only the fourth ever in county history. To my knowledge, we don't have three-on-three stats from the 50s when there were some great players, but modern day only the fourth Lady Bulldog ever. Congratulations to Taylor.
And the other one that's done it this year, Kenji Arms had 20 in that contest. Katie Arms, 14. Maddie Harlan, 7. Rachel Copa, 7. Marty Ashlock, 2. And Hannah Range rounded out the scoring with a bucket. The Bulldogs headline read, Dogs continue unbeaten march through District 6A, Daniel. And the story told how Clay County, again, won both of their conference games last week by 20 points or more. That's been the case in their last five, including the domination of Piggott County, as your summary is going to show.
Yeah, their second halves are getting a little bit boring here lately. They're playing so good. Clay County did dominate Piggott. The Dogs built a 14-9 lead at the end of the first quarter and expanded into double digits at the break, 31-21. B.J. Yamerton and reserve Gunner Seal combined for 17 points in the first half to help Clay County grab control. Then in the third frame, the Dogs flexed their muscles when all five starters combined for a 21-point period to put the game away. Final in that one, Clay County 65, Piggott 38.
Gotta love beating the Bobcats like that, Daniel. I know I do. Landon Woodcock does, too. He had 15 points, and Gavin Silk followed suit with 15 of his own. So there's 30 right there, Daniel.
Right.
B.J. Amstrad had 9. Gunner Silk, a big 8 points early on in that game. Jake Ashlock, 6. Mason Sharp, 4. Heath Kimes, 2. Sage Tiernan, Grant Strong, and Jeffrey Spivey. All three had a basket, folks. Next week, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game and Friday night's contest at Monterey in your Dell Hall of Horizon. Folks, we'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for two dandies between Clark Range and Clay County here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. To begin, let's take a look at the championship history of tonight's teams. The Lady Buffaloes have advanced to 23 state tournaments. Their most recent trip was in 2017 when they were the state runner-up. The Lady Buffaloes have had 8 Elite Eight eliminations, 4 Final Four eliminations, 3 state runner-ups, and 8 state championships. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs have made 10 state tournament appearances. The most recent was in 2012 when they captured the state title. We've had 3 Elite Eight eliminations, 2 Final Four eliminations, 4 state runner-ups, and 1 state championship. Now we'll look at the series history between tonight's teams. This is the 33rd meeting with Clark Range since 2008. We choose that year to go with. That's when we saw Hermitage Springs and Clay County's basketball programs consolidated. Such just a good natural starting point for some of this. So the 33rd meeting since that time, Lady Bulldogs are 3-29 against the Lady Buffaloes during that time. However, we currently hold a two-game win streak in this series. The Black and Gold beat the Lady Buffaloes 44-39 earlier this month. Several Lady Dogs have had success. We'll start off with blocks. If you listen to our prior broadcast, you've heard these before, you're going to hear them again. Jan Arms leads the way against Clark Range there. 1988, she had six blocks.
Ashley Owens in 2014 is a steal leader, had seven against the Lady Buffaloes.
Rebounds, the great Holly Wright, 17 rebounds in 01.
Wow. Assists, two tied for first with nine apiece. Deanna Donaldson in 2001 and Dana Key in 2000.
Free throws made. Jan Arms, senior year here, I believe, 1991. She knocked down 11 against them.
The greatest shooter from behind the arc against the Lady Buffaloes, Megan Helmsen, knocked down six threes in 2001.
And the single game point leader against Clark Range, Clay County Sports Hall of Famer Nicole Davis, who had 31 in postseason action against Clark Range back in 97. Now we'll look at the boys' team's championship history. The Clark Range Buffaloes have made four appearances in the state tournament. Their most recent was in 2013 when they lost in the opening round. They've had two quarterfinal eliminations, one Final Four elimination, and one state runner-up. The Clay County boys have made nine state tournaments, most recently last year where they lost in the opening round. We've had seven Elite Eight eliminations, one Final Four elimination, and one state runner-up. Concerning the series with Clark Range, this is the 31st meeting since the 2008 season began, and the Clay County boys have a 24-6 record against the Buffaloes during those contests. The Black and Gold ride an 11-game series winning streak into this evening's contest. The Bulldogs defeated the Buffaloes 65-59, a six-point win back on January the 8th of this year. Several players on the boys' side have had success. Blocks, six, Stephen Dersham, 2009.
The great Tyreek Key, six steals in 2015.
Rebounds, two gentlemen tied. Tyreek Key and White Mabry, both in 2016, had 16 rebounds apiece.
Assist, seven for each of these two. Landon Woodcock, I guess last year, Daniel, 2018, and Tyreek Key in 2015.
Free throws made, Tyreek Key. This may be an all-time high against anybody. 15 free throws that Tyreek made in 2016 against Clark Range.
Impressive. Three-pointers made. We've called this young man's name multiple times in this category, Daniel. This time he buried eight. Not sure where it was, but it didn't matter. You're pointing right here to this floor. Tell us about it, Daniel.
Well, it was on this floor. He hit one of them, Thomas, from the A on the Clark Range here, about 10 feet behind the arc. I remember that night well back in 2011. That was Trent Bowles. And finally, the point leader against Clark Range with 40, Tyreek Key, 2016. We'll go ahead and continue the segment we've been doing here during About a Bulldog History that chronicles the career of a Clay County Sports Hall of Famer, one male and one female. We'll start with the male side. This member was elected in the inaugural 2010 class, played in the 1950s, David Short. We called Joey Cole last week as the first day, modern day superstar in basketball. Well, David Short was the original Salina High School basketball superstar. He was a sharpshooter, perhaps best known for the single-game boys scoring record that he had for a long time and did hold for Salina High School. He outscored the Livingston team, it says here, by himself in a district tournament game. He had 50, they had 49. And he also scored 50 in another contest during his career. Short made all mid-state and all state teams in the pre-classification era. We always put an emphasis on that. He scored 840 points his senior year. That averages 28 points per game. I don't know the information from Cole, Strong, and Arms as far as their single season numbers, but rivaled only next to Tyreek Key's great numbers here with 840 is David Short as far as we know. He did lead the mid-state area and possibly the whole state in 1953 in scoring. He received numerous college scholarship offers. I don't know if he carried through with that. This came from the bio written about 9 years ago, but David Short.
Well, you know, you think back to the Tyreek Key run when everybody was talking about points and this and that. One record Key almost didn't get was David Shorts. He got it there in the state tournament finally.
And I always like to remember, don't forget those Hermit Springs Wildcats. Derek Anderson had 60-something one time.
That's true, he did. But as far as Salina, Clay County High School. But anyway, David Short, one of the all-time greats. Our female counterpart to Mr. Short is Loretta Ridgehill. Played in the 1950s, Daniel. She was one of Salina High School's most outstanding basketball players in that old three-on-three era we talked about earlier on this broadcast. She was a high-scoring forward for some of Coach Teeples, the great John Teeples, best teams. She scored 44 points in one game and averaged 20 points as a senior per contest. She earned many postseason awards, including the prestigious All-Mid-State status to go along with All-District and All-Region multiple times, I'm sure. Like others from that era, she played before classification, just like you said, Mr. Short did, in old District 15, Daniel.
That goes way back there.
One of the all-time Lady Bulldog legends.
Yeah, that Red Rich Hill, her name most recently came up when Taylor Strongett scored 46 earlier this season, and everybody got to buzzing around with, is that a record? Is that a record? And her name was brought up in that 44-point game, and you went back and had some of that information on the front page of the paper. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. You'll like what you see in Clay County because it's a great place to live, work, and play. You're listening to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball, brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals that you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest. The home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. You'll like what you see in Clay County because it's a great place to live, work, and play.
Honest Dave Log Homes, helping people realize their dream of log home living from their Moss, Tennessee headquarters since 1979.
McFarland Creek Outdoors, where once-in-a-lifetime trophy dreams come true for hunters right here in the middle of Bulldog Country.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert, and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Up next, we'll hear from both Bulldog coach Rob Edwards and Lady Bulldog coach Matt Walker, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, hear a final word before tip-off, and the announcement of the starting lineups. Stay with us as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Clay County fans, let's go inside the Bulldog locker room with head coach Rob Edwards. Brought to you by McFarland Creek Outdoors, where once-in-a-lifetime trophy dreams come true for hunters right here in the middle of Bulldog Country. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Clay County High School Gymnasium, just hours away from Clay County's road trip to Clark Range, where the 22-2 Dogs will take on the 10-15 Buffaloes, hoping to continue their clean sweep of District 6A. I'm here with head coach Rob Edwards for this edition of Inside the Bulldog Locker Room. Coach, getting tough to fit it all in. Thanks for giving us a little time during this busy stretch.
Well, I do what I can to help out, Thomas. I appreciate the coverage you guys give us and, so do the folks in the community. I know a lot of people listen to you guys.
Well, appreciate that comment. Can't be any better than a dominating win over Pickett County, and that's exactly what your team did Friday night, Coach.
Well, I would say the second half we dominated. I was not very happy at halftime, although we were up 10 points. I felt like defensively we didn't do a very good job. We couldn't defend without fouling. You know, we were trying to gamble and get a steal and block a shot, and we just weren't very fundamental defensively. Pickett could get in the lane anytime they wanted on us, and something I really stressed at halftime. Come out and did a much better job the second half. So I'd agree with you on half of that statement. I thought the second half was a more dominant performance than the first, for sure.
Well, they've got one good athlete, that was Parker Gore, and he's probably the one you're talking about getting in the lane. But, you know, they did hang with you early, like you said. You got 10 to half, but that came with a little different lineup. Three off the bench had the majority of the points in the second quarter there, Coach. Mason Sharp, Gunnar Silk, and even Grant Strong. Talk about that there.
Well, you know, those guys had to play a lot more minutes because, like I said, we couldn't defend without fouling. And some of our starters got in foul trouble. And you know, those guys came in and did exactly what we need them to do. You know, they defended and rebounded the ball well, didn't turn it over. Had a few turnovers there in the second, quarter, but for the most part, you know, took care of the basketball and took scoring opportunities and pretty good shot selection. So, you know, those three guys really came in and gave us some good minutes there in the second quarter.
I thought so, too. And then in the third, apparently after your maybe motivational speech there at halftime, it was back to the usual suspects. You know, Woodcock got off with a pair of threes. B.J. chimed in. Heath, Kimes, Gavin Silk, Jake, they all got on the board and kind of blew the game open there in the third, Coach.
Yeah, I thought we executed a lot better on both ends of the floor in the third quarter. You know, it's tough. I know it's hard. It's the dog days of basketball season here, and it's grinded out January, and it's hard to get up for every game. Out of school for 2 days and the different routine, and but you know, those are things that I don't even know if you'd call them adversity or not, but it's you know, a different schedule and stuff. It's something different, and like I was telling them after the game, you know, we have to adapt to those things. We can't use those for crutches or excuses, you know. And I thought there in the second half we did a much better job of coming out and playing Clay County basketball.
Well, and talk about what you said at halftime. You touched on it, Coach. Daniel called it on the broadcast, the coach's quarter, the third, and you came out and ran, won that pretty big. What were those adjustments? I know you talked about you weren't happy. What was the difference?
Well, it was mostly on the defensive end for the most part. It was just keeping Pickett County out of the paint, you know, not taking away their right-handed drives and, you know, taking away Zach Amonette and communicating more, getting off the screens, getting over the screens on Amonette and rebounding the ball and getting out and running the floor. You know, I think they're we had some good transition baskets there early in the third, some in the early in the game too, but primarily there in the third quarter. You know, it's just it wasn't necessarily a matter of coaching adjustments. It was just more hustle and attitude adjustments than anything, I think, is what it was.
Well, you're going to need that kind of attitude and those transition baskets as you head into Clark Range. It's going to be another one of those like we've seen the last few weeks, and you touched on them. You know, this is the second time around, which should be tougher. It's a close one here at home, but that hasn't been the case for your team so far. The second time has been easier, Coach.
Well, we've feel like we've played teams a little bit differently. We've made some adjustments based on what we saw on film, and you know, it'll be the same way with Clark Range. We didn't guard Clark Range very good here. When we didn't guard them, they made shots. I think they shot 54% for the game. They hit 9 threes. You know, those things we can't let teams do that.
Right.
And I think we were 2 of 21 from 3. And you know, you're gonna have nights when your shot doesn't go in. And Clark Range plays that tough matchup zone, and you know, the weak spot of that is in the middle, and we've got to get the ball in the middle more than what we did here when we played them here. I think I was watching the film. I counted 5 times that we drove the ball off the dribble into the lane for the entire game. And, you know, we just can't you can't beat a zone doing that. We've got to get the ball in the paint more tomorrow night.
You talked about their shooting. They did make 9 or 10. I can't remember any adjustment there.
guard them, get a hand up, you know. and I'll take the blame for some of those. There were a couple of the guys, they're post players, and they step out. You know, they were gonna have to make one before we guard them, and they did. You know, they made one, and at times they made two. So, you know, we're just going to spread out and guard everybody and try to stay in front of them, keep them out of the lane, force them to shoot tough jump shots, you know, and rebound the misses, hopefully.
Well, and that's what my next question. I assume the best way to beat a zone is to beat it down the floor, like you've said before.
Yeah.
But that's hard to do when they're shooting the percentage you talked about. So,
yeah.
I assume transition would be huge.
It will. Transition will be big for us, like it is every night. You know, I mean, that's our best offense, really, this transition offense. You know, we can score in the half court if we need to, but transition offense is, you know, if you can get an easy two instead of walking it down and grinding it out every time, it's sort of like a punch to the gut to the defense.
Well, we talked about the adjustments you're going to make. I'm sure Coach Pyle, Rodney Pyle up at Clark Range, will have a few for you, too. We talked about this last time, but he gets the most out of his personnel, Coach. Talk about Coach Pyle.
Coach Pyle is, you know, I have a lot of respect for him. He does a great job at Clark Range and has for years. And, you know, his kids play hard for him. His kids are always well coached and well disciplined. You know, you don't see them doing crazy stuff out on the floor and drawing a bunch of attention to themselves. So, you know, he does a good job with them. You know, he has some guys that can shoot the ball pretty well, as we saw here at Clay County a few weeks ago. So we're going to have to make sure we close out on shooters well, and, you know, we'll see what happens.
Well, sounds good, Coach. Looking forward to this one, as always. Appreciate you taking the time, and good luck.
Thank you, Thomas.
This has been Inside the Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Rob Edwards, brought to you by McFarland Creek Outdoors, where once-in-a-lifetime trophy dreams come true for hunters right here in the middle of Bulldog Country. Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family-owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know. Now, Clay County fans, let's go inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Matt Walker. Brought to you by Honest Abe Log Homes, helping people realize their dream of log home living from their Moss, Tennessee headquarters since 1979. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Clay County High School Gymnasium, just hours away from Clay County, traveling to Clark Range for a battle of Class A Titans, where the 20-5 Lady Dogs will take on the 22-3 Lady Buffaloes, hoping to win District 6A outright. I'm here with Head Coach Matt Walker for this edition of Inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room. Coach, I know you've been busy, and we appreciate you taking the time out with us.
Good to have you again.
You know, you and your team, got to talk about it. You got the monkey off your back Friday night, Coach. Broke a 16-game losing streak to Pickett County. And you, personally, beat your alma mater for the first time.
It does. Feels really, really good. especially in the way that we come out and played. Led pretty much from start to finish. At halftime, we was checking off the board, talking about the goals we had set before the game, and we was pretty much dominating every one of the goals that we hoped to accomplish by the half, and second half just kind of continued more of the same.
Well, that was my next question. It came in dominating fashion, just like you mentioned. Got off to a good start and rolled. It was a 27-point win, Coach. Did you expect that?
No, sure didn't expect that level of margin of victory. But as I told the girls, I think we scored 71. We shot the ball extremely well. I think we were 7 for 11 from threes, which is awfully good. I think almost 50% from the field overall. So we shot the ball really good. But you can't credit the success to that. You got to go back to our defense again. Holding them to 46 points, you know, even on a bad shooting night, I feel like we're going to score 48. You know, if our defense holds people to 12 points a quarter, we got a good chance to win every game, no matter how we're shooting.
Agree with that. Got to go back to it, though. It was a battle of AP top tens, Coach. You have to consider that a statement game for you and your program.
Definitely. I feel like our schedule has allowed us to have some success here later in the season, similar to last year. You know, even our losses have come to really good teams. That's something I take pride in as a coach. Whenever I got the job, you know, we tried to go to good Christmas tournaments. We tried to schedule some good teams. You know, we had Livix on the schedule till they wouldn't play us this year. And, you know, some rivalries that we hadn't had for a while. We've tried to really buff the schedule up and prepare us for these late season tournament runs.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Coach Sims mentioned that in the post game. We were talking, you know, Peak County, besides us, maybe Clark Range, they hadn't really played that type of schedule. Not the Macon counties, the White counties, the Alcoas, and so on and so forth like we have. How big a difference does that actually make, Coach?
I think it makes a huge difference. Just knowing that you've been in a close game, you've been in a packed gym with other fan bases that feel like they've got a really good team as well. It's just a different atmosphere whenever you play a great team like that. And we've had several of those with the Macon counties, the White counties, even York. You know, York's got a really good team, and we just played really well against them this year. But we played some really good teams, and I think it's helping us rise to the occasion.
And you did rise to the occasion, and it came behind, you can only describe it as a solid team effort from all the way around. You mentioned the defense, Manny Harlan again, you know, Leah Brown held her to 4 points in the first half, which basically decided the game, in my opinion, that first half. You know, Taylor and Kenzie doing their thing, over 20 apiece, and the sophomores even stepping up, Coach. You know, 28 between the two sophomores and Maddie. Just a solid all-around night.
It was a good all-around game. You know, I think we've talked every interview about Taylor and Kenzie and the things that they're doing this year, which is just remarkable in themselves. They're definitely two Miss Basketball finalists. Boy, our sophomores are really growing up since Christmas. Rachel and Katie are both playing really, really well. Katie's been on a tear, you know, I think 17, 14, 16 the last three or four games. And Rachel, she has some nights where she's going to score double figures. And even the nights when she doesn't score double figures, Gordon's when she had 4 points but 11 assists.
Right.
You know, she can affect the game with scoring or without scoring. It doesn't matter. And her defense has been great as well. You know, we're going to be counting on her big for defense tomorrow night. And then Maddie's always worth 10 points a game just by what she limits the other team to doing.
Yeah.
But whenever you add 10 points on top of it, you know, she becomes a pretty special player.
She does. And another thing about the Pickett County win, Coach, it was your 20th win of the season already. I know you don't like to look ahead, just like Coach Edwards and other coaches, but how good is this team, Coach?
Well, we're only as good as our next game. You know, we've got Clark Range tomorrow, and that will be determined. You know, if we can beat Clark Range tomorrow, that gets us hopefully a good shot at the one seed in our district, which puts us in pretty good position. If we're not fortunate enough to win the game against Clark Range, and that puts us probably as a two seed, and hopefully squaring off against Pickett County again. So I think we're a good team, but there's several teams in our district capable of beating us. You know, your Clark Ranges, Pickett, Red Bull, and Trousdale are all really good teams, and you're one bad night away from being upset by any of these teams in the district.
Well, good humble answer there, Coach. We know this team is poised to make a run, and we're all excited about it, but like you said, you got a big one ahead of you. Clark Range, I think they're ranked in the top five in the state. Just like you said, you're gonna pretty much finish one or two, depending on this game tonight and a few others left. So it really doesn't matter standings-wise. You're in that one or two spot, but I'm sure you want this regular season title.
100%. I had the girls after we beat Pickett to go back and look at the banners and see when the last time we won a regular season championship was. And I think it was 2003. So that was 16 years, and a lot of these girls wasn't even born then, the last time that Clay County won a regular season title. And a regular season title to me is pretty special. You know, anybody can get hot in February and win two or three games, but a regular season title, you've had to play well from start to finish, night in, night out, November all the way to February. So I think that'd be pretty special for these girls to get that first regular season title.
I agree with you, Coach, and but it's going to have to come against a great Clark Range team. There's no doubt about it, and a legendary coach in Lamar Rogers, who's coming off his 1,200th win, Coach. Unbelievable for a coach you're having to go up against here in your own league.
Oh, he's really, really good. I think I've talked to Coach Sims several times. I think what separates Coach Rogers is he doesn't have these down years, you know. You look at Coach Brown at Jackson County. Coach Brown's a legendary coach, and he's down a little bit right now. There's other coaches who have down years. You know, Coach Sims had one a few years ago where, you know, maybe you just don't have as much talent, and you just have down years. Well, he wins six or eight games, sure, or whatever the case may be. You know, even in Coach Rogers' down year, he's winning 20 games. So it's pretty impressive what he's been able to do.
And it's got to be, honestly, a privilege to go up against somebody like that and beat him. And Clark Range is kind of a, you know, you go in there, it's kind of a mecca, you know, a small town, high school basketball. It's got to be a tough place to play.
It's a very tough place to play. It's probably one of the toughest places to play. The fans are very proud of their team. They're very loud. Seems like they always get more calls at their gym. Seems like they always shoot better at their gym. The floor, I think, is 10 feet smaller, so their press is going to seem a little quicker. They shoot the ball so good there. And it's a tough place to play. I don't think we've won any up there since I've been coaching. And matter of fact, on the boys' side, it took us a few outstanding performances to come out there with a win on the boys' side when I feel like we had more talent and still had to come down to the end.
Right. Well, we're looking forward to it. You know, we beat them here at home, Coach, and that all started on the defensive end from every player on the floor. I assume that's probably your key to the game.
Definitely. Our defense has been really good, really, since the last month or so. Our defense has been carrying us. The girls are just getting better every day. They're going hard against each other in practice every day. That's something I'd like to really, really brag on for a second is 1 through 14. It's not just the 5 or 6 you see on the floor every night, but, you know, number 7 through 14 for us has been amazing as well. Whenever you play Pickett County, they have 9 girls dressed out. You say, well, how do they practice? How do they intensity-wise, how do they go against somebody? You know, there's a big difference between having 9 girls on the team versus us. I think we've got 14 girls that are all talented in their own unique way. Our freshmen are very, very good as well. They're just young. But, you know, even our freshmen are very talented, and they give us a good look every day. They was hyped up on the bench the other night and said all of our players contribute to the wins. Allie Smith on the cameraman, she's intense every game. We hear her yelling at the girls every game. 2 good managers besides Allie do a great job. Alexis and Kaylee, they're awesome as well. They're into the games. And I just think it's been a total team effort.
Sounds great, Coach. You're going to need that coming into this one at Clark Range. Appreciate you taking the time again, and good luck.
Thank you.
This has been Inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Matt Walker, brought to you by Honest Abe Log Homes, helping people realize their dream of log home living from their Moss, Tennessee headquarters since 1979.
Folks, it's time for Tipsy's final take before we get tipped off here between the number 2 state-ranked Clark Range Lady Buffaloes and the number 7 state-ranked Clay County Lady Bulldogs. This is the last word before tip-off brought to you by Bobby's Place. Thomas, what's Salina's most famous elephant got for us tonight?
Well, Tipsy said tonight's all about the Lady Dogs realizing this one's about pride. Like Coach Sims said Friday night after they took out Pickett County, in the big picture, that was the big one. With that win, Clay County sitting where they need to be, either 1 or 2 headed into the district tournament. No matter what happens tonight, that's not going to change. Don't get me wrong. I mean, this one, they want them to get it. But it's not the end of the world if they don't, Daniel. I say this because, you know, if they go in with that attitude, I think they'll play loose like they need to in order to pull off this win here in Clark Range. If they go in tight thinking this is a must win, they could hurt them tonight. Coach, you talked about it. The Lady Dogs had Clark Range doubting a little bit on themselves, but they, the Lady Buffs kind of got some momentum, a little confidence for that big win Saturday night against Stone Memorial. What's your take on this one?
Yeah, I think that probably definitely helped them because they'd lost to Stone earlier in the year. Stone's a big team. I saw them this summer just a little, but they're really big. They outsized Clark Range, you know, pretty bad. But, you know, it's like any time you come up here, if you've got a good team, you better be ready to play. You know, strange things happen up here. I've lost games in here that I thought I had won. And like we was talking a while ago, I think we've won four times up here in the last 30-something years. So,
right.
Yeah, it's a hard place to play. But we can beat this bunch. It's not like we can't. We just got to play like we did Friday night, and I think we'll be all right.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today.
You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioTrend services.
By Anderson Hometown Pharmacy, come to the 100% family-owned local pharmacy for all your prescription needs.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We're back here at Clark Range High School. We just saw an outstanding rendition of the national anthem and the presentation of colors by four of Clark Range's students up here dressed in military guard, and also their cheerleader sung the anthem. Very good rendition of that. We'll go ahead now, though, and do the coming exteriors girls starting lineups. First of all, starting for the home team tonight, the Clark Range Lady Buffaloes. They'll be dressed in white jerseys with white shorts, blue numerals on them. A senior, number 22, Gracie Bush. A senior, number 35, Reese Stover. Sophomore, number 0, Cassie Monday. Sophomore, number 24, Kaylee Monday. Sophomore, number 42, Chloe Howard. Starting for the 20-5 Clay County Lady Bulldogs, the visiting team tonight, they'll be dressed in black jerseys with black shorts, gold numerals on them. A senior, number 10, Taylor Strong. Senior, number 23, Kenzie Arms. Senior, number 32, Maddie Harlan. Sophomore, number 20, Rachel Copas. And sophomore, number 24, Katie Arms. The girls' starting lineups have been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Folks, you can trust to protect your home from elements. with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. Ladies and gentlemen, this contest tonight is exactly the reason why we wanted to start up the Horizon Sports Network and be able to bring you this quality girls basketball. We're here at Clark Range High School. We see head coach Lamar Rogers across the way, 40-plus years of head coaching here in Tennessee, 1,200 wins now to his credit. We've got Clay County up here, the number 7 team in the whole state of Tennessee, fixed to take on number 2. They've got the lights off in this place. They play basketball in this gym for well over 40 years, Thomas, and there's no better atmosphere than what we're seeing right now. The lights are turned down. They're introducing Clark Range. Pretty special moment.
It is. We talked about it when we got here, when we went on air, about how this is kind of the mecca of high school girls basketball, especially small town high school girls basketball, and we're sitting right in the middle of it. Coach, Coach, I know you talked about it. We've got a few wins up here, but it's tough to get one right here in this gym.
Yeah, it's very tough. Strange things happen up here. You know, like I said, we've had games that I thought, you know, we were going to win, and something strange happens late in the game. You know, I don't know. It's a hard place to play.
Hopefully tonight, the only strange thing is that Clay County will blow out this number 2 of Lady Buffalo team. And we're fixing to get it on from Clark Range High School. Kenzie Arn steps into the circle against sophomore Chloe Howard, and here's the tip. Clay County controls possession. Rachel Kovas comes up with the loose ball. She tosses the timeline and gets an offense set for Clay County. She goes to Katie Arms, now back to Kovas. Kovas inside to Kenzie Arms, and she's fouled. Chloe Howard picks up her first personal of this contest. Kenzie's shot was no good, but she'll go to the line to shoot two. I don't have my updated season totals with me, but Kenzie, about an 83% free throw shooter. She misses the first.
Coach, we've seen that play quite a bit. The Lady Dogs start with it, just a back screen from Taylor Strong, right, and to get Kenzie loose underneath.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought she was a little slow getting her shot up once she caught the ball, but
almost got too far under the rim.
Yeah,
maybe.
She did.
Kenzie hits the second. Clay County in front, 1-0. The Monday Sisters will do a lot of the ball handling here for Clark Range. I'll try to keep those two straight. It's Cassie Mundy at right wing, defended by Taylor Strong. She drives, got to the rim, kicked it outside, though. Three-point shot taken and hit by senior Gracie Bush. And I know Coach Sims, that's something that they do very well in this gym,
yes,
just a three ball.
Yeah, they seem like they do that good everywhere, especially here.
Clay County with the basketball. Taylor Strong, top of the key, gives it over to Kenzie Arms, who's brought herself out behind the arc. She gives it up to Harlan. Harlan to Kofas. Kofas tried to go back inside to Kenzie Arms. Ball knocked away and stolen by Clark Range. Kaylee Mundy with it. Top of the key, gives it up to Bush. That's wing. Bush defended by Kofas. Bush passes over to Cassie Mundy. Cassie dribbles back out to the top of the circle, gets instructions from her TWSWA Hall of Fame head coach. She passes back off now to her sister, Kaylee. Kaylee Mundy drives to high post, kicks it outside to Bush. Bush at right wing. Clark Range playing slow, looking for a good shot. 6:30 on the clock. Clark Range in front, 3-1, and with the basketball. Another three-pointer taken and missed this time by Kaylee Mundy. Rebound Kenzie Arms. Kenzie gets it to Maddie Harlan. Maddie going to come uncontested across the timeline and give it up to Taylor Strong.
You know, we saw Strong with the basketball in her hands a lot, Coach, and that win over the Lady Buffaloes in Salina. Looks like we're starting that way tonight, too.
Yeah.
Maddie Harlan fires a three from left corner. No good. Rebound, Clark Range. Ball is controlled by Cassie Mundy. She quickly presses it up court to Stover. Stover now to Monday. Monday over to Gracie Bush. Bush, the senior guard, drives inside, defended by Kofas. Now it's kicked back out to the sophomore Howard, who fires a three-pointer. She's a post player, but she knocked down the three.
Yeah, he's running a five out. They don't have anybody in the paint. Really, I think, looking to penetrate and shoot a layup, but, you know, she's only going to step up there and guard her behind the three line, probably.
6-1, the lead for Clark Range. Clay County with the basketball. Rachel Kofas, 10-foot jumper, good.
That's a good big shot.
6-3 now the score. Lady Buffaloes with the ball. Cassie Mundy across the timeline. Coach Rogers sends in the information. Mundy directs her teammates. They start to execute the play. Ball's kicked over to Stover, right wing. She drives inside, underhand layup, no good. Rebound, Kenzie Arms. Kenzie playing with some aggression down there.
She is. She actually blocked that shot, Daniel, as she went for the scoop shot, as you said. But it's still here for Clark Range.
Howard steals the Copas pass, brings it coast to coast, and lays it in. Matt Walker wants a 30-second timeout. Clark Range leads here at Clark Range, 8-3, 4:56 left in the first.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This back live here, 8-3 the score. Clark Range in front. Clay County with possession of the ball coming out of this timeout. Katie Arms inbounds to Copas. Copas to Harlan. Harlan crosses the timeline. Clark Range content not to put any kind of full court pressure on Clay County. Arms with it, left wing, that's Katie Arms, she drives inside, dishes off to Taylor Strong, Strong jump shot, left baseline, no good, rebound Chloe Howard. Howard hands off to Bush, Bush crosses the timeline, sets it up for Clark Range, she kicks it to Cassie Mundy, left wing. Mundy dribbles around the top, hands off to sister Kaylee, actually I had it backwards, Kaylee handed off to Cassie. Cassie goes back to Kaylee Mundy now, Kaylee Mundy drives the wrap block, shots up, good, and she was fouled by Maddie Harlan. She'll go to the line to try to convert the three-point play as Harlan picks up Clay County's first team foul of the contest. All the momentum early with the Buffaloes.
Yeah, we've got to find out someone to stop it. That penetration, I mean, they'll do it all night.
Mundy hits that free throw, completing the three-point play. Clay County with the ball. They are down by 8 points, 11-3, and we see a steal now. It's Mundy with it. She comes all the way down, dishes off to her sister. Her shot blocked by Rachel Copas. Lady Buffaloes maintain possession, though. Mundy drives to left rock, puts up the shot. That time it was Cassie Mundy with the points. Clark Range in front by double digits, 13-3. We talked about how well they play here at home, and so far they're really showing it. Clay County led pretty much the whole game back on January the 8th where they beat the Lady Buffaloes in Salina. Clay County struggling at this point. Early in the game, though, Harlan, she adds two for Clay County. Hit it from right elbow, 13-5 the score. 3.5 minutes left in this first quarter.
You know, Clay County's just got to weather the storm right here, guys. Like you said, all the momentum with the Lady Buffaloes, we're okay. It's early on.
Yeah.
Settle down. We'll be all right.
Clark Range with the basketball. Howard left corner, kicks it back out to Cassie Mundy. Mundy drives to left block, goes baseline, reverse layup, good. Kenzie Arms there with the defense. Mundy worked around her, though, and another turnover. Copas' pass intercepted off the hands of Kenzie Arms. It ended up in the hands of Gracie Bush. Mundy drives again, reverse layup, and puts it in. A full timeout now taken by Matt Walker. His team quickly trails by 12, 17-5, 2:53 left in the first.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speed's not available in all areas.
2:53 left in the first quarter. Clay County trails by 12. Now we see full court man pressure being applied by Clark Range. Ball's inbounded to Copas. She attacks. She's defended by Mundy. Crosses safely the timeline. Gives it up to Taylor Strong. Taylor Strong right corner. Turnover. Her pass stolen by Chloe Howard. Clay County with three costly turnovers so far in this one. Cassie Mundy gets to the hoop and she scores. Park Range absolutely on fire. The Monday sisters, the sophomore twins, are taking over early in this one. Maddie Harlan with the basketball. Clay County trailing by 14 points. Kenzie Arms a little off inside, misses her shot. Point blank range, undefended. Kenzie missed that one. Very rare for her. Reese Stover, right wing, gives up to Howard. Howard now to Monday. Cassie resets the Lady Buffaloes. They've got it all spread out, wanting to drive against Clay County. Howard behind the arc now, hands back off to Monday. Coach Rogers and his team, as we said, lost to Matt Walker and his Lady Bulldogs on January the 8th in Clay County tonight. They want revenge, and they're getting it so far as we see Chloe Howard add two more from right block, 21-5. The score here, Clay County's trailing by 16 points. Taylor Strong has it, gives it up to Copas. Copas drives her shot, no good, rebound Howard. Howard kicks it over to Kaylee Monday. Monday quickly to Stover. Stover beneath the basket, she lays it in. Park Range can't miss, and Clay County can't hit. 23-5 right now. Copas to the hoop. She misses her layup. Pressing the issue and didn't get a good look. Howard pulled down the rebound. Gracie Bush at the top of the key. Gives it up to Kaylee Mundy. Mundy drives the high post. Now Reese Stover. Three-point ball. No good. Rebound Taylor Strong. She travels. Nothing going Clay County.
No. You know, I was talking about weather and a storm, guys. This is a tornado, hurricane, whatever you want to call it. What a start for Park Range and nothing going right for Clay County.
We've got to
get a grip, don't we, Coach?
Yeah. I mean, they're not doing anything but shooting layups. I mean, we got to stop that somehow.
We're playing, I guess, just man defense, ain't we?
Yeah. Of course, he's doing a little different. He's taking the big girl and putting her outside. She hit that 1-3, so Kenzie, I believe, having to go out with her. She was able to stay in the paint and help on that penetration the first time we played. Yeah, they get by their girl, and they've got it wide open.
Park Range letting time run off the clock right now. We're down to 35 seconds remaining in the first quarter. The score early in this one. Park Range 23, Clay County 5. 30 seconds remain. Gracie Bush at the top of the key, defended by Copas. Clay County had such great defense in the win in Salina. Tonight, they have yet to find any defense. 15 seconds remain.
Yeah, we've already given up more points than we give up in three quarters, I think, at our place.
Right. It was a low-scoring game. Under 10 now. Monday gives it off to her sister, Kaylee. Kaylee behind the arc, drives to the rim, shots up, scores. Park Range adds two more to close out this first quarter. Absolutely the most dominating that Clay County has been handled this year in one quarter of play. Clark Range 25, Clay County 5. Come back for the second.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Foul on the floor to start the second quarter. Taylor Strong going to pick up her first personal of the contest. Cassie Mundy will go to the line to shoot two. 25-5 the score here. 7:56 remains in the second quarter. A lot of ball left. Big hole for Clay County, and it gets a little deeper as Monday hits the first of the two free throws.
You know, the Monday twins combined for 13 points in that first quarter, Coach. We're seeing them drive the lane, get looks tonight that we didn't see.
They had a hard time at our place.
Monday misses the second free throw. Kenzie Arms with the basketball, brings it across the timeline, gives it to Copas. Copas to Harlan. Harlan backs it out. Now to Jenkins. Jenkins to Kenzie Arms. Arms to Copas. Right wing. Kenzie Arms now has it. Drives baseline. Her pass kicked out of bounds by Stover. Clay County maintains possession. Clark Raines with a lot of intensity right now at this point. Clay County just can't match it. Harlan left wing on the inbound. Gives up to Copas. Copas to Eliza Jenkins. She's in for Katie Arms. Jenkins goes inside to Kenzie. Kenzie back out to Copas. Copas at the free throw line. Jump shot no good. Got it on rebound. Back up. Good. 2 points for Rachel Copas. 26-7 the score. Clay County trails by 19. Howard fires a long two-pointer. No good. Rebound Taylor Strong. Strong pushes. She's got two on one. Gives it up to Kenzie. Kenzie at left block. Shots up. No good. Chloe Howard there behind her back. Pressured her into a bad shot. Cassie Mundy quickly to the hoop. Basket up, no good. Rebound, Copas. Copas crossed the timeline. She's at the free throw line. Crosses over, kicks it up to Jenkins. Jenkins to Strong. Strong drive. Blocking foul called against Cassie Mundy. Second team foul for Clark Range. Monday's first personal. Katie Arms re-enters the contest. Maddie Harlan now will go sit down for a breather. Copas inbound for Clay County from beneath their own goal. Clay County shooting at the hoop on her left here. We're atop the bleachers here at Clark Range High School. Lady Buffalo shooting at the hoop on her right. Taylor Strong has it top of the key for Clay County. Gives it up to Copas. Copas now drives. She gets to the hoop. Shots up. Good. Rachel Copas right now the only offense that Clay County has. 26-9 the score. Clay County trails by 17. Plenty of time to dig back in this one. 6:30 remains. This is a matchup between the two of the state's top teams. Clark Range 22-3, ranked second in the state. Clay County 20-5, ranked seventh. Right now, the second-ranked team having their way, though. Stover, three-pointer, top of the key, short. Rebound, Taylor Strong. She had it stolen from her by Monday. Her layup's good. 28-9 the score. Ball's inbounded to Taylor Strong. She comes across the timeline at right wing with it. Circles back out. Clay County slowing it down, trying to get a good, secure shot. There it is. Three-pointer by Strong. She knocks it down from the top of the key. Going to have to see some more of that from the Lady Bulldogs. 28-12 now. Coach Walker's team trails by 16. They did trail by 21 a few moments ago. Gracie Bush with the ball, right wing, defended by Copas. They work inside to Howard. Turnover there. Ball went off of her hands. We see momentum starting to shift back a little bit.
It is, Daniel. And, you know, we finally got a couple things to go right for us, didn't we, Coach?
Yeah, we looked a little better on offense the last couple trips.
Clay County inbounds the basketball. They do travel 16 points, 28-12. Copas with it. Top of the key. Hands off to Strong. Strong trying to get free for another three-point look. Pulls up, goes inside to Kenzie Arms. Arms shots up good. Kenzie with her first 2 points. If we can just get the senior scores going, we're going to be fine in this one. Coach Rogers wants a 30-second timeout. Clay County battle back to the trail by 14 points. 28-14.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint. It will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Hopefully the momentum coming out of this timeout will remain with Clay County. They're on a nice run right now. 28-14 they trail. They have battle back. They trail by as much as 21. 5:14 on the clock. Taylor Strong has three in this one so far. Kenzie Arms two. Copas with the rest, I think.
It is. It's a big shot by Taylor Strong. She just kind of took that upon himself. Come off the ball screen, step back three at the top of the key, huge shot to get Clay County going.
Clark Range with a three-point miss, Taylor Strong with the rebound, went coast to coast, missed her layup. Howard pulls down the rebound for the Lady Buffaloes. She crosses the timeline. Cassie Mundy with the ball now. She drives to right block, gives it up to Bush. Bush to Howard behind the arc. Tried to pass inside to Kenzie Arms, pass stolen by Copas. Kenzie swatted it away. Kenzie now layup right side. She's fouled. Kenzie going to go to the line. Fayette County battling them back, regaining some momentum. We'll have to see who the foul's against. Chloe Howard picks up her second personal. Kenzie Arms knocks down her front end to her two free throws, and it's a 13-point margin now, 28-15.
You know, in that Lady Buffalo run, we saw some uncharacteristic things from Clay County. Missing short layups, Kenzie Arms missing shots, not getting over, helping on defense. Things are starting to turn around, like you say, for Clay County. They're stepping it up on both ends of the floor.
Clark Range has changed their attack. They got two posts in the game now, so they don't seem to be looking to penetrate like they did there when he's running that five out.
Hopefully something that'll go to Clay County's favor. 4:10 remaining here in the second quarter. Personal foul called against Katie Arms. Katie's done a great job this year with defense. She was called for a foul on that one, though. I show it to be Katie's first of the contest. The PA announced it is her second, though. Clark Range maintains possession of the basketball. 4:05 on the clock. Clay County trails by 12, 28-16. Something that if you'd have told me when we trailed by 21 that a few minutes later we'd only trail by 12, I'd have taken that. That's what we see on the scoreboard right now.
Well, you just see a different team out of the Lady Dogs already. You know, they're active hands on defense. They're chasing well. And, you know, Clark Range is missing a few shots, too. They made everything in that first quarter.
They missed that three-pointer. Clay County with rebound. Copas drives all the way to the left block. Turnaround, spin, jumper. No good. Rebound. Clark Range. This is a big test for Clay County. First time they found themselves trailing like this recently. Can they battle back? Not right now, though. 2 points good for number 34, Mackenzie Powell. Clark Range back out in front by 14. Copas crosses the timeline for the Lady Bulldogs. Hands off to Strong. Strong to Kenzie Arms at high post. Back to Strong. She wants to shoot the three. Can't get it off, though. Passes to Copas instead. Now back to Taylor. Taylor drives baseline. Pass was to Katie Arms, but Taylor was fouled. Gracie Bush picks up her first personal of the contest. Clay County to inbound from beneath her own goal. Copas works it into Kenzie Arms. Kenzie over to Katie. Katie to Copas. Copas in left corner. She circles back out to right wing. Goes behind her back. Passed inside to Kenzie Arms. Kenzie beneath the hoop. Nice pass to Harlan. Harlan missed the easy two-pointer, though.
Man.
Under 3 minutes to play here in the first half. Clark Range in front by 14. And they have the basketball now. A missed shot by Powell. Rebound by Copas. Clay County with another opportunity. Taylor Strong, right wing. We need another big play out of Taylor here. She gives up to Copas. Copas drives baseline. Circles back out. Picks up her dribble. Goes inside to Kenzie Arms. Now to Taylor. Shots up. This game's being played rough, I believe. I've seen several fouls by the Lady Buffaloes. That no whistles have been blown. The team fouls are kind of even, though. We see the Lady Buffaloes turn it over. Maddie Harlan with the steal. This one's getting a little sloppy on both ends. Taylor Strong fires a three. No good from right wing. We mount Bush.
You know, we talked about Strong having the ball in her hands when they're on their end of the court, Daniel. You'll notice they're running a double at her, ain't they, Coach, to try to get her to give up the ball on this.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't want Taylor to have it or do anything with it when she gets it.
Clock ticks under 2 minutes here at Clark Range High School. Minute 50 and ticking. 30-16 the score. Clay County was down by as much as 21. They battled back to trail by 14. And a travel called against Cassie Monday for Clark Range. Clay County going to take back over.
They're giving us a chance to really get back in it if we can just score some. You know, we've flubbed the last three or four trips.
Well, it would be nice to get it under single digits here before the half. I think Clay County would have a chance here with a minute 44 to go.
They've only scored like four or five points this quarter, haven't they?
Clark Range, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
like 25-5 or something?
Yep, 25-5 and then to 1. It's currently 30-16. We are winning this second quarter. Clay County with the basketball. Kenzie Arms, left baseline, dribbles into the paint. Has a nice little pass inside to Katie Arms. Katie kicks it back out to Harlan. Harlan to Copas. Copas inside to Kenzie. Kenzie shot up good. Two more for Kenzie. She's starting to establish herself in this one as she works against the sophomore Howard. Howard has similar height to Kenzie. Kenzie a little bit better inside, though. Minute 5 and kicking. Clark Range may try to play for a last possession here, even though there's a minute left. No, as I say that, so they start going to action. Now kick it back outside. Kaylee Mundy, she's defended by Strong. Clark Range definitely going to try to milk as much time as they can.
Well, Coach Rogers is kind of thinking like we are. You know, he would be happy going into the halftime with a 12-point lead.
Yeah.
And not let Clay County have another possession here, wouldn't he, Coach?
Yeah, that's right. If he's wanting to spread us out, if he gets a wide-open layup, he'll take it. But they're probably not going to try too hard to get one until the last 10 seconds.
Timeout taken by Coach Rogers. 33.2 seconds remain in the first half. Clay County trails by 12, 30-18.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here at Clark Range High School, 33.2 seconds remain in the second quarter. Lady Buffaloes with the basketball. Clay County not won a game in this gym since 2002. They're going to have to battle back here to get on top of this one. They do trail by 12, 30-18. Clark Range still letting this clock run down.
Coach, what are you doing in this situation for Matt Walker? You try to double, get them to speed it up, or you just sit back and wait?
It's far down now. You can't do anything except just man up with them, you know. You know, back in early, you might want to try to double somebody or something, but...
3 seconds on the clock now. Bush has it. Fires a three. No good. That's into two here. We're going into halftime. Clay County won the second quarter. Hopefully they can come back and win the game. It is 30-18. Stay with us for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Holman's Dock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hoggle One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here at Clark Range High School and Clay County Trails, the Lady Buffaloes, 30-18 here at halftime. But it was a lot worse after a crazy first quarter from Clark Range. They led 25-5 at the end of one and closed out the first quarter on a 12-0 run and just made everything they put up while Clay County couldn't make a basket. Then in the second quarter, the Lady Bulldogs outscored the Lady Buffaloes 13-5 to draw within 12. They've rallied here in the second quarter to make this a ball game, and they are led by Kenzie Arms at 7 points at halftime. Maddie Harlan has 2, Rachel Copas has 6, and Taylor Strong made a big three-pointer to kind of turn this thing around for Clay County. For the Lady Buffaloes of Clark Range, Gracie Bush has 3, Reese Stover has 2, Chloe Howard has 7, Mackenzie Pyle has 2, and the Mundy girls, Cassie and Kylie, combined for 16 points. One has 9, the other has 7 here in the first half, as Clay County's defense is allowing them to get to the rim and score. Again, Clay County trails 30-18 here at halftime in Clark Range. Stay with us for more of the Papa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show in the second half coming up.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit ampbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Back here at halftime, 3 minutes remain before the third quarter. We'll go ahead and do a district 6A girls update for you. Top two teams in the district, Clark Range and Clay County, playing each other tonight. Clark Range 22-3 overall, 10-1 in district play. Clay County 20-5 overall, 10-1 in district play. Clay County does trail by 12, 30-18 at the half. Third place, Figgott County, 16-4 overall, 7-3 in the district. Tonight they host Monterey. Redbone Springs, fourth place. 18-8 overall, 6-4 in district play. Tonight they host Gordonsville. Fifth place, Trousdale County. 13-11 overall, 5-6 in the district. Tonight they're at Jackson County. Actually, I don't know if any other teams are playing tonight or not. These other games may be tomorrow night instead of tonight. Sixth place, Gordonsville. 10-12 overall, 4-7 in the district. They'll be at Red Bullen. Seventh place, Monterey. 2-22 overall, 1-10 in the district. They will be at Pickett. And eighth place, Jackson County. 0-21 overall, 0-11 in district play. They will host Trousdale County. I'm not sure. Coach Sims, do you know?
I looked on Coach C today, and I think everybody's playing tonight.
Okay.
I know all of our district is. And just looking at the schedule, it looked like everybody in the state just about was playing tonight. Or
well,
in the east and middle, anyway.
I think I've seen conflicting reports on snow at this moment in time. I do know Clay County High School principal Derek Upchurch let me know, said it was safe to announce. I think the school system has put it out there. We will be 2 hours late tomorrow as of right now. That definitely could change overnight with weather. I don't know. I've heard 3 inches. I've heard a half inch.
Yeah. Last thing I looked at was Channel 2 website, and they was giving 1 to 2 for a little band that we were in, so... They said it could be more, could be less, so I guess you don't know until it happens.
We do know cold weather's coming in, but we know a lot of things, not just about weather. Coach Sims, what about right now? Traded him by 20.
Well,
what needs to happen?
I mean, it's not where we wanted to be, but it could be a lot worse. You know, when you get down 25-5, we did fight back and outscored 13-5, I guess, that second quarter. But, you know, we got to do that again these last two quarters, and maybe it'll, you know, we get clawed back and get within striking distance in the last 2 or 3 minutes because, you know, if we could hold them to 5 again, that would be really good in the third quarter.
Won the second, 13-5.
Yeah. Like I said, if we do that again, you know, we got it down to 4 or 5 points, you know, we're in striking distance for sure then.
Yeah.
You know, they couldn't keep shooting like they did the first quarter. Of course, most of it was layups, but,
right.
You know, we just got to, you know, stop the drives, you know. They were hitting some nice shots, you know, some reverses and all sorts of stuff, but, you know, they got some threes that second quarter looks, and, you know, I don't think they hit any of them. So we might be better off backing off and just darn them shoot a few threes right now.
Teams do flip ends here to start this third quarter. Clay County will be shooting at the hoop on our right. Clark Range will be shooting at the hoop on our left. Clay County in possession to get it started here in the third.
He's coming out in the zone here to start this third quarter.
What's he wanting to accomplish with that?
I don't know.
Change?
The way they stopped us the first half, I don't think I'd change anything.
Clay County with the basketball. Taylor Strong, top of the key, drives inside, running jumper, no good. Chloe Howard with the rebound. We continue to see a lot of contact being allowed here tonight. On both ends, though, as Maddie Harmon swats away one of her few shot blocks, gets it ahead to Kenzie Arms. Arms triple team, gets rid of it to Strong. Strong pulls the trigger on three, no good.
Get a good look.
Rebound, foul's going to be called against Katie Arms. That's going to be Katie's second, the way I've got it. Now, the PA's going to say it's her third. I guess they're right and I'm wrong as usual, but.
She's asking about the zone, what he's trying to do. He's probably trying to keep it out of the paint. You know, I mean, you should be able to do that better out of the 2-3 zone and out of man, but we did get a good look there. Taylor did first really clean look she's had the whole game, missed it. If they give her many of them, she'll start knocking them down.
Kenzie started to heat up a little in the second. That may have been to help control her.
They
did the triple team there.
Of course, Rachel, most of her points has been in the paint.
In the paint, yeah. Clark Range with the basketball. Gracie Bush, left wing, gives up to Stover. Stover now back to Bush. Bush going to drive. She's defended by Kofis. Decides not to. Gives it up to Stover. Stover to Howard. Ball's knocked out of bounds. Goes the way up Clay County. A big break here. Clay County trailing by 12, 30-18. The other team has scored here in the third. 6:51 left in this third quarter.
Not just a good play by Kenzie Arms right there defensively, Daniel,
yeah,
battling with, I guess it's Howard underneath down there.
Yeah.
Got over the top, tipped it away.
6:51, Clay County with the basketball. Points would be big here.
They went back man now.
Kofis with it, gives up to Harlan. Harlan to Arms. Arms back to Harlan. Harlan to Strong. Strong at the top of the key, defended by Mundy, gives it to Kofis. They're laying off Kofis. Almost, she could get a look at a
three.
Yeah,
yeah.
inside to Kenzie Arms. Kenzie Arms has the ball knocked out of her hands forcefully, and then goes out of bounds. Clay County maintains possession.
Like you said earlier, they're letting them play here, Coach.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty rough. It is at both ends, though. Taylor Strong dishes inside to Kenzie Arms. Two more points for Kenzie. Clay County finally back within 10 now. 20-30 the score. Gracie Bush with it, left wing. This will be a huge answer for Clay County if they can battle back. They've lost five this year. Two to Macon, one to White County, one to Alcoa, and the other to Pickett County. This would be a great comeback for them. As we see Monday tonight, a layup. Kopitz has it. She has a shot at a layup. She's fouled by Howard, and that's three personals for the big post player starter for Coach Lamar Rogers and his Lady Buffaloes.
Well, it's in the difference right there. Monday came off that high screen, drove the lane. Arms got over that time, didn't
she? Yeah, she was there. I mean,
Kopitz gets the free throw.
After she hit that three early, then Kenzie started wanting to go out and guard her to the three-point line, and it left nobody in the paint, you know. Those little girls are hard to stop one-on-one. You got to have somebody waiting on them.
Kopitz misses the second. Clay County does trail by nine. We've got a three-possession game at this point. Monday with the ball. Gives to Stover. Stover fires the three. No good. Rebound Howard. Shot back up. Good. Nice job by Howard.
Yeah.
There. Hand in her face. Clay County with the basketball. They trail by 11. Maddie Harlan right wing. Defended by Stover. Stover gives up to Strong. Actually, Stover didn't. Harlan did. Harlan gives up to Strong. Strong uses the Harlan screen now. Loses the basketball. Monday comes up with it. Cassie Monday. Top of the key. Goes to Stover. Stover gives to Bush. Bush hits a three-pointer from about 6 feet behind the left arc. Back out in front by 14 are the Lady Buffaloes. Clay County going to have to answer. Kopitz right wing. Goes to Harlan. Harlan to Katie Arms. Katie inside to Kenzie. Point blank range. Good. Two more for Kenzie. She has about 10 now. 4:50 and ticking here in the third. Clay County trails by 12. Well in this ball game. They just need to stay with it here. Play some good defense, make some shots. Gracie Bush, top of the key, gives up to Stover. Stover now kicks over to Monday. Monday inside to Howard. Kenzie Arms with the good defense forces Howard to lose the ball. Kenzie Arms comes up with a loose ball. And another steal by Stover. Sloppy play between Arms and Harlan. Kenzie was trying to do a little underhand toss to Mandy Harlan to bring it down the court, and Stover stole it and scored. 4:18 left in the third. Taylor Strong, no, it's Katie Arms, I'm sorry. That's wing passes to Harlan. Harlan fires a three, no good. Too strong on that one. Rebound by Stover. Stover comes across the timeline. Gives up to Monday. Monday drives baseline. Gets to the paint. Picks up the dribble. Kicks it back out to Stover. Stover now drives into the paint. Layups up, no good. Rebound Kopitz. Here she comes behind her back across the timeline. Got a two-on-one. Kopitz gives up to Taylor Strong. Strong shots up. No good, but she's fouled. Got another, we've been talking about the officiating crew here. So veteran crew, I see at least two faces that have been around the game a long time. The other gentleman's older. I guess he has been too.
I don't know him. Yeah, he's not a spring chicken, as they say. Yeah, Dykus and Wheaton have both been around a long time.
A foul was called against Cassie Mundy. Taylor Strong hit her first free throw. Eyes the mark on the second. Releases. It's good. Nice job by Taylor at the line to get Clay County back within 12. 37-25. 3:45 and ticking. Cassie Mundy runs the point for the Lady Buffaloes. Gives off to sister Kaylee. She's defended by Harlan. Harlan forces her to pass to Bush. Bush at right wing. She circles around to the top of the key. Rachel Kopitz defends her. Clark Range slowing it down, real methodical here. They've got a 12-point lead. They're in no hurry. Howard sets a screen for Bush. Bush doesn't take the opportunity to shoot off of it, though. Ends up passing to Howard. Now back to Bush, and Coach Rogers hovers out directions. We'll reset. Bush hands off to Monday. She's defended by Taylor Strong. She drives, gets the right block. Her layup's good. Strong had a hand in her face.
Yeah.
The sophomore scored anyway. And another steal on an inbound pass. It's Monday. She dishes off to Stover. Stover scores. A timeout taken by head coach Matt Walker as his team lazily gives up some points here. 41-25, they trail by 16 again. 2:48 left in the third.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at solanahealthandrehab.com.
2:48 left in the third. Clay County trails by 16.
You know, Daniel, we got it to single digits there at the start of the second half, and then Clark Range has outscored us 11-4 since then to get back out to this big lead.
They have. It's been a game of runs. Clark Range opened up on a huge one. We battled back. Now they're coming out surging in front again. Kopas with the ball, right wing. High post out of Kenzie Arms back down to Kopas. Nice score. Little give and go for Kopas and Kenzie Arms there, and the sophomore point guard adds two more. She's close to double digits herself on this contest. Clay County trails by 14, still in it, never have been out of it. They do have, they do trail by 14 though to the number two team in the state, who's playing at home, and they're dangerous up here. They miss a three-pointer though, does Cassie Monday. Harvin pulls down the rebound, crosses the timeline, gives up to Katie Arms. Arms puts it up, good. Yes. Katie Arms adds her first 2 points of the contest. And we're at 2 minutes to play in the third. Clay County with some momentum. Trail by 12. Can they break it back down to single digits again? We'll have to see. Lady Buffalo's in possession of the ball. Cassie Monday, top of the key. And here we are again with Coach Rogers slowing it down. His team with the lead. He's going to minimize the opportunities that Clay County has to come back.
Kind of a chess match here. Coach Walker down over there in his signature squad wondering what to do.
Huge three-pointer hit by Kaylee Monday. And another steal on an inbound play in the backcourt. It was Monday. She had 5 points in about 5 seconds. Clay County with the basketball. They trail now again as another steal. Cassie Monday this time picks Taylor Strong's pocket. Dominant performance in the last 30 seconds by the Lady Buffaloes. Minute 5 left in this one, 46-29. Quickly, Clay County went from trailing by 12 to 17, and the home team has possession of the basketball. Gracie Bush with it, gives it up to Monday, and a foul's called. Rachel Cope is going to be charged with the personal.
You know, Clay County just, I don't know, careless mistakes.
Well, yeah.
That's what we're seeing here tonight.
Yeah, it makes you pull your hair out, you know, a few of the things we've done here in the last little bit.
Clark Range with the basketball. 55 seconds. Three-pointer taken by Bush. No good. Rebound by Kopas. She hands off to Harlan. Harlan in the trap. Gives it up to Kenzie Arms. Arms to Jenkins. Jenkins across the timeline to Strong. She's behind the arc at right wing. Dribbles inside. Gives up to Jenkins. Jenkins trying to go to Kenzie Arms. Ball stolen over Howard. Howard hands off to Cassie Monday. Monday comes across the timeline, gives up to her sister, now inside to Stover, back outside to Bush, back to Cassie Monday. Back to Bush, back to Monday. Under 20 seconds to play in this third quarter. Clay County trails by 17. Bush has it right wing, gives it back up to Monday at the top of the key. Cassie drives, kicks it back out to Bush. She fires a three, hits it. Gracie Bush is dangerous tonight. 2 seconds left. Harlan, half-court desperation, three-pointer, no good. Clay County goes into the fourth quarter trailing by 20 points, 49-29.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill,
View our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living in the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit ampbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Back here in Clark Range, and Clay County trails by 20 at the start of the fourth quarter, Daniel. And the Lady Buffaloes outscored the Lady Dogs 19-11 in that third quarter to get out to this big lead after Clay County cut it to single digits early on at the beginning of the second half.
They did. It's going to take a strong effort during this last 8 minutes of play for Clay County to eclipse this 20-point deficit that they find themselves in right now. Clark Range with the basketball. Monday, right wing, gives up to Bush. Bush at the top of the key, defended by Copas. She passes off to Taylor Monday, left wing. Now over to Howard, left corner. Clark Range with this lead. They're content to keep it on the perimeter. Gracie Bush fires another three. Big surprise. She hits it. Bush has hit at least five three-pointers.
That's her fourth of the night, Daniel. The only shot she's made.
She has 12 points off of them.
She's been dangerous since she was a freshman. I mean, she'd do stuff like that when she was a freshman.
Under 7 minutes to play in this, and Maddie Harlan fires a three. No good on that end. Rebound, Kaylee Mundy. Clay County trailing by 23 points, 52-29. Cassie Mundy drives, gives it off to Pyle. Pyle has it stolen from her by Taylor Strong. Strong going to come across the timeline with it herself. Pulls up at the top of the key, now drives again, and a foul called against Cassie Mundy. Mundy's third personal of this contest. Foul was on the floor. Clay County to inbound from beneath their own goal. Copas works in the strong in the paint. Shots up good. Two more for Tabor. Clay County still trails by 21, though. 52-31. Lady Buffaloes with the ball. Kaylee Mundy, top of the key. Plays it slow. These sisters, twin sisters, only sophomores. They started as freshmen last year. Obviously starting here again as sophomores. Got two more years in their careers. Mundy gives up to Howard, also another sophomore. This core unit for Clark Range is going to be back for two more years. Senior Gracie Bush has it now. She gives it back to Mundy. Mundy brings it back to the top of the key and resets it again. She fires a three and hits it. 55-31 the score. They came trailing by 24. As we mentioned earlier, Kenzie Arms shoots a two-pointer, hits it. Quietly a nice snap for Kenzie. Regular season game. If everything works out like it should, and Clay County loses this one, as Howard hits another three-pointer, her second of the night. They're going to finish second district play. Not a huge deal. Taylor Strong fires a three, misses it. Rebound Lady Buffaloes. They're still going to have a district quarterfinal at home against a much weaker team, and they will be away from Clark Range in the district bracket. However, it'll put them in line with Pickett County to meet up in the district semis, most likely, if everything goes the course that it should. 5 minutes left in this one. Clay County struggling by 24. Gracie Bush has it, top of the key. Goes down right side the Stover. It was a low-scoring contest back in Slide on January 8th. Clay County's winner of that one by a final of 44-39, I believe it was.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah,
they had more halfway through the third quarter tonight than they had the whole game down there.
Foul called against Clay County. We'll have to listen to the PA to hear who it was. It's going to be on Taylor Strong, her second personal of the contest. Clark Range still with the ball after the foul.
Kenny Mundy comes across the line. Get her in a nice two-man trap between Harlan and Copa. She has to call timeout, so it'll be a full timeout for Clark Range. They have one left. Two ads here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
4:28 remains here in the fourth quarter. Clay County trails by 24 points. Two Clark Range, 57-33. Not been the best of nights for Clay County. Me and Coach Sims have discussed it during the break. Give credit to the Lady Buffaloes. They have played outstanding, shot very well inside and outside. Clay County struggled a little tonight. Hopefully they can finish strong here over the last 4 minutes of this one, though. 57-33, as we said, the score. And here Maddie Harden comes up with a steal, crosses the timeline, works inside to Taylor Strong. Strong couldn't hang on. And Clark Range comes up with a loose ball. It's Reese Stover, the senior. She kicks it out to Monday. The sophomore team made her three-pointer no good. A little too strong. Rebounded, though, by Powell inside. Another sophomore. So Coach Rogers has a strong group of sophomores. We see another sophomore, Chloe Howard, fire three-pointer from left corner. No good. Rebound Harlan. Harlan ahead to Strong. Strong needs to shoot it right there. Pull that three. She passes off to Harlan, though. Gives up to Copas. Copas drives into the paint. Dishes out to Jenkins. Jenkins to Harlan. 3:40 left in this one and ticking. Harlan across court to Copas. Defended by Stover. She drives baseline. Six-foot jumper. No good. Rebound by Stover. Stover going to come out cross timeline for her team. Thomas, anything interesting to share?
Well, no. This is a tough blow for Clay County, no doubt about it. But kind of like I talked about before the game started, Stover puts two more in to increase the Lady Buffalo lead. You know, this one was more about pride than anything, like you talked about the standings here. So Clay County's got to understand, you know, put this one behind them.
Yes.
Still a lot of ball to be played, postseason ball where it matters.
Likely, not a given, but likely we will meet the Lady Buffaloes again. Arms picks up a personal foul. That's Kenzie, her first of the contest. We had a two-game win streak going against the Lady Buffaloes as we see substitutions now out of Coach Walker on the floor for Clay County. Sophomore Marty Ashlock, sophomore Madison Beasley, sophomore Hannah Raines. Junior Kelsey Rowe, nice to see Kelsey out there. She's had some health issues this year. Some of the first acts we've seen her in I don't know, 2 months, I guess. And also joining them is freshman Zoe Hayes.
Well, talking about this game, you know, chances are we're not going to beat them four times in 1 year.
Right.
So, you know, if you're going to lose one, this is probably where you want to do it at.
Sure.
And really, this is the hardest place in the world to play. I mean,
Two more for Kelsey Mundy.
Just dread coming up here to play. It was just, I couldn't stand it hard. It was so bad.
Even though we
won a few games, but they're just so much better here most of the time.
We don't have information prior to 87 in our archives. Thanks to Coach Sims. He provided all of his scorebooks and stat sheets. And former coach Paige Smith-Strong gave us some stuff, and Miss Kimes, and able to put some stuff together. Four contests we decided Coach Sims had been won in this gym by the Lady Bulldogs since 1987. Of course, you were the coach in all four of those. The last time we did it was in 2002. Like you say, and I believe you when you say it, you know better than anybody, hardest place in the world to play.
It is. I mean, I don't know. You know, I guess it doesn't look that much different. But the court is a little shorter than most courts today. It's only like 84 feet. Ours at home is like 95, but – I don't know. Just bleachers on one side, and I don't know.
I know the opposition. I see the girls over here on both sides. Their sneakers sticking out over the plane surface.
Yeah,
not much of a sideline.
No, I've said a lot of times there ought to be a bomb dropped on this place, but I don't guess they agree with me, you know.
What do you see, Cherokee Upton? Was it a three-pointer, Thomas? Cherokee Upton?
You know it.
No? Wrong two?
Yeah, well, I said you know it.
Oh, yeah. A three-pointer hit by Cherokee Upton. Clark Range comes down, and Kenzie Pyle adds two more. We got a minute and a half remaining in this, and we'll call some of this remaining action to you. Zoe Hayes has it, gives it to Lauren Weaver, top of the key. Now back to Hayes. Hayes to Upton. Upton drives out baseline, kicks it over to Hayes again. Nice young set of players here for Coach Walker. The future's pretty bright at Clay County High School after these seniors leave us. Good ball movement around the perimeter. Hayes has it stolen by number 55 for the Lady Buffaloes. That was August King. Clark Range takes a three-point shot, no good. Rebound, Hayes. Hayes gets it to Upton. Upton back to Hayes to cross the timeline. Hayes now over to Abby Eads. Abby Eads at left corner. Tried to go inside to Hannah Range. Range couldn't hang on to it. Hayes picks up a loose ball, keeps it alive. Weaver with it. She's out playing behind the arc tonight. 40 seconds remain here in this one. Weaver kicks over to Upton. Upton inside to Range. Range back out to Weaver. Had an open look at a three. Passed it up. Now Weaver decides to pass over to Hayes. Hayes to Range. She fires from left elbow. Nice shot by the sophomore. Under 30 seconds in this one. 63-38. Currently the score. Clark Range going to get 23-3 on the season. Clay County going to drop it 20-6. Two teams, as we said, likely will meet again in either district or region play as we go down through this postseason action. They split the regular season, and you know if you can split your two regular season games with Coach Rogers, that's pretty good.
Yeah. But like I said, it's what happens in the tournament that really counts, you know.
Final score here at Clark Range High School, 63-38 here between the girls. Stay with us, though. We got all kinds of action coming up. Coach Rob Edwards and his 22-2, 11-0 in District 6A Bulldogs. Got a big matchup coming up with Rodney Pyle and his Buffaloes. Stay with us for all that.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit AppBioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Return here to Clark Range High School to wrap up this girls game, which is a battle of AP top tens. Coach, Clark Range, the number two team in the state, they came out on top 63-38, and they did it with a huge first quarter to kind of get us behind the eight ball. Clay County rallied to get within single digits there early in the second half, but it got away from them.
Yeah.
It was just Clark Range night.
It was. You know, you get down 25-5 in the first quarter, you know, your chances against anybody, anywhere, slim to none, but especially up here. You know, they had kind of hit a little lull in the second quarter. We outscored them and kind of got back within striking distance, but then after we got it to 9, I think there early in the third quarter, they went on about a 10-0 run or something and basically put the game away. You know, we made some lazy, ill-advised passes that led directly to points three or four times. And, you know, against a team like them, you got to make them work for every basket they get. You know, like I said, it's hard to come up here and win. I know that as much as anybody. But, you know, we'll get them again on a neutral court, and our chances will be better then.
I agree with you, Coach. And it's just like the energy wasn't there when we came out. It's almost like we were defeated from the start in that first quarter.
You know,
we rallied in the second.
We did.
The defense picked up. The energy picked up for a little while. But when Clark Range made a few shots, we went back into that mode.
Yeah, it might have been a little let down from Friday night. We played awfully good against Pickett Friday night. You know, just pretty much blew them out, you know. And I thought one of the better games we played this year. Offensively and defensively, but it wasn't our night tonight. You know, we just Matt's got to look at the film and, you know, see what he can, you know, glean from that and make a couple of changes maybe, because I guarantee Clark or Lamar did before this game. He did some things different than he did the first time, and that's the thing I've learned about him over the years. You never know what he's going to do. You know, he'll take what you do and counter it. And of course, it's hard to counter what he does if you don't know what he's going to do. So,
sure.
You know, it's kind of a chess match back and forth. Every time you play, it's something different.
Well, we saw some adjustments from the great Coach Rogers, no doubt, Coach. But it was about making shots for Clark Range, too. In that first contest in Salina that we won, one player in double digits for Clark Range. Tonight, they've got four.
They got, you know, many easy shots tonight. You know, they had to work for everything they got. They didn't get... Got a few layups, but the first quarter, I think they hit two threes, and the rest of them just layups. You know, they just beat us off the dribble. Then they kind of went cold. Then the second half, first quarter in particular, they started finding the three again, and then they got some more stuff off penetration. So if they're doing both of them good, it's just hard to stop.
I agree with you. Those players in double figures, Gracie Bush, now 4 3-pointers for 12 points for Clark Range. Cassie Mundy had 13. Kaylee Mundy had 15. Chloe Howard had 11 in the paint. Mackenzie Pyle, 4 off the bench. And Reese Stover, 8 for Clark Range's 63 total points. For Clay County, Coach, if you'll remember, Taylor Strong and Kenji Arms, 18 apiece in that win over the Lady Buffaloes at home. Strong held a 7, Kenji Arms 13.
Well, that's really the difference in the game. You know, they did such a good job on Taylor. She didn't get hardly any looks at all unless she had a couple hanging all over her. Kenzie got 13, but that's, you know, it's a little over half her average, too. They did a good job on her. And again, it gets back to other kids, too. You know, none of them stepped up and did a whole lot tonight, either. So
they didn't. In the county win, we got, what was it,
28 between
out of those three. Tonight, we have 8.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, they get 28 tonight, it's a game, you know. But, you know, Clark Range, you know, they defended well. You know, it wasn't like I was just leaving them wide open or anything, but I didn't get a lot of good looks either. Rachel hit 2 or 3 shots there early, but, you know, she didn't do much after that. Maddie and Katie have been playing so good, you know, hitting threes. But she only had like 2 points, I think, tonight. And that was in a layup in transition.
Right. Rachel Kovas did finish with 9 points. So I was saying 4 points came from Harlan and Arms. I apologize for that.
Well,
but, again, 13 leading the way for Kenzie Arms. Taylor Strong had 7. Folks, stay with us from our pregame show here, brought to you by CarQuest for the boys' game. It's going to be another good one here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your locally, independently owned and operated CarQuest store
proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. You'll like what you see in Clay County, because it's a great place to live, work, and play.
Honest Abe Log Homes, helping people realize their dream of log home living from their Moss, Tennessee headquarters since 1979.
McFarland Creek Outdoors, where once-in-a-lifetime trophy dreams come true for hunters right here in the middle of Bulldog Country.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy Standing Tall in downtown Salina, and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. And Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way. Your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Dale Hall One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here at halftime, actually between games, 423 and ticking here before this boys tip-off. Girls did lose 63-38. We are now 20-6 on the season overall, 10-2 in District 6A play, in second place now in the standings behind Clark Range. District 6A boys update for you this time before we get into the full coverage final word. Clay County first in the district, 22-2 overall, 11-0 in district play. We are about to call their game with Clark Range. Second place, Monterey, 20-6 overall, 9-2 in district play. tonight. They're at Pickett County. Coach Sims said all these district games had been moved forward from tomorrow night to tonight due to the threat of weather. Third place in the district, Gordonsville, 13-9 overall, 6-5 in district play. Their boys tonight do battle at Red Bull and Springs. Fourth place, Red Bull and Springs, 18-7 overall, 5-5 in the district. They do host Gordonsville. Fifth place, Trailsdale County, 10-14 overall, 5-6 in district play. They're at Jackson. Sixth place, Clark Range, 10-15 overall, 3-8 district play. They host Clay County. Seventh place, Pickett County, 10-12 overall, 2-8 district play. Tonight they host Monterey. Eighth place, Jackson County, 8-16 overall, 2-9 in district play. Tonight they host Trailsdale County. We'll do a quick update on the scoring for the girls. Kenzie Arms is at 17-63 career points. She trails her mom, Tia Ashok Arms, by 25 points now at this time. Taylor Strong, after her 7 tonight, has 17-10 career points. We'll go ahead at this point in time and get into this full coverage. Final word before the boys tip off. It's our last thoughts before that tip off, and they're brought to you by Ashok Strong Insurance. Thomas, should be a good tonight. Let's make sure we cover it all, just like Mark and their agency does.
Well, Daniel, my policy tonight, not much different than it has been. The dogs know they're better than this team tonight when they're coming on in on this floor. But they're going to have their hands full, just like they do night in, night out in this league, just like we talk about every night, Daniel. They know how to handle it. They've proven that over and over lately. Just more of the same, I think, from these guys. There's not much to say they need to improve on or do different. Stay the course here tonight in Clark Green and find one of their many ways to win a ball game tonight, Daniel. This team has just been impressive so far. They just don't have many kinks in their armor, do they, Daniel?
They don't. From the Coach Edwards on the sideline to his starting five to the substitutes he sends into the game, yeah, they're the class of the field here in District 6. It's a strong district, but as we've seen in these second-round games that you wrote about in the newspaper article that's going to come out in a day or two, Clay County, seeing these opponents for the second time, these games hadn't got closer. These games have got more stretched out. Clark Ranger team that only lost to Clay County by 5 points back on January 8th in Salina. You know, Coach, we were just saying we've been seeing these first games with opponents that were close, but these second meetings we pulled away. Well, we beat Clark Ranger by 5 in Salina on January the 8th. I'd be surprised to not see Clay County establish even a bigger win than that.
I would think so. I mean, you know, we're playing some good ball, and we've played some good competition since then. And, of course, that was a good competitive game that night. You know, I think maybe we came in kind of overlooking them to begin with. We looked at their record maybe and didn't look at,
right,
you know. But I think we're ready for them tonight. And it's getting down to the nitty-gritty now. And, you know, we really can't afford to lose one in the district because, you know, Monterey's still hanging around there with a couple of losses.
That's right.
And we've got, everything left except, one maybe is a district game. And
yes, the last game of the season against Van Buren.
Right.
Will not be district. We'll have Monterey this coming Friday.
Right, and that's a big ball game.
Red Bull and next
week. It's another big ball game.
And then we'll wrap up with Van Buren.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, should be a good one. We're fixing the call. That's been the full coverage final word brought to you by Strong, Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. At this point in time, we'll go ahead and do the Cumberland Exteriors boys starting lineups. Four Clark Range. They are 10-15 overall. They have an upper classman heavy starting lineup. A senior, number 32, Nick Hall. Senior, number 1, Seth Henderson. Senior, number 34, Diedrich Phillips. Junior, number 23, Nate Hall. And junior, number 4, Gatlin LaRue. For Clay County, they are 22-2 overall, a perfect 11-0 in District 6A. Ranked third in the state in AP poll. A junior, number 1, Jake Ashlock. A senior, number 2, Landon Woodcock. A senior, number 3, Heath Times. A senior, number 13, Gavin Silk. And a senior, number 21, B.J. Emerson. The boys starting lineups have been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Folks you can trust to protect your home from elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. This series with Clark Range, something that Clay County's been pretty dominant in. If I look back to our notes from about a Bulldog history during the CarQuest pregame show, we see this is the 31st meeting between these two squads since 2008. Clay County has an impressive 24-6 record against the Buffaloes. I assure you, though, that Coach Edwards never underestimates Coach Powell and his Buffalo squad. Rodney Powell, I asked Coach Edwards today, because I know they're pretty good associates and friends, said, how long's Coach Powell been in place at Clark Range? And Thomas, he told me, well, Daniel, 19 years, the same length of time I've been here at Clay County. So it's going to be a good one between two veteran coaches tonight and their teams. Clay County controls the tip. Jake Ashok had stepped in there, and he maintained possession for his squad. Gavin Silk, right wing, gives up to Landon Woodcock. Woodcock drives baseline, picks up the dribble, goes to Heath Kimes. Kimes at right elbow, kicks it out to B.J. Emerson. He fires the three from left
corner. Got the bounce.
And it had the bounce. That's his spot. B.J. Opened up the contest against Pickett County, I believe, with a three-pointer from that area. And here he is again doing it tonight. Clay County in front, 3-9 early in this one. Buffaloes with the basketball. Henderson at the post. Kicked it back outside to Hall. Hall tried to go back inside to Henderson. Ball stolen away by Woodcock. He crosses the timeline, pulls the trigger on three. Nailed it. Clay County 2-2 from behind the arc to open this one. And the Bulldogs are up 6-0 early. 7:05 and ticking here in the first quarter clock.
You know, we've seen Clay County get off of these fast starts in this run they're making here this second time around in this district, Daniel, and they're doing that so far tonight.
Buffaloes with the ball, three-pointer taken and missed by one of the Buffaloes. Rebound Gavin Silk. Silk feeds it out to Woodcock. Woodcock across the timeline, hands it out to Heath Kimes. He's the point guard of this squad. He'll get them reset and set the tempo all night. He drives, dishes off to Woodcock. Woodcock back to Kimes. Kimes at left block into the paint. Shots up good. Clay County in front, 8-9. Nice start here for Clay County. 6:25 and ticking. Three-pointer taken by the Buffaloes. That was Nick Hall. No good for his three-pointer attempt. Rebound Kimes. Kimes quickly into the front court. Kicks it over to Emerton. Emerton, the three-pointer. No good.
No bounce that time.
Rebound. He's Kimes. Jump ball or a foul one going to be called. Let's see. Jump ball, the call. Possession arrow in favor of the home team.
You know, we saw Clark Range come out in Salina in that close one, Daniel, make several shots. You know, they haven't done that yet tonight, and that's what they're going to have to do to keep pace with this high-powered Bulldog team.
That's a wall.
Hall goes baseline, kicks it over to Henderson. Henderson's 10-foot jumper, no good. Rebound Ashlock quickly. Demerson in transition. He missed the layup. Rebound Buffaloes.
Don't see that much, do you, Coach?
No.
Nick Hall, right corner, tried to go inside to Henderson. Pass stolen by Emerson. Emerson to Kimes. Kimes runs the floor. Layup, no good. Ball goes out of bounds off the hands of, they're saying, it's Clay County's ball. I thought it was off the hands of the Buffaloes.
Well, there's only four of them there, so we had one.
I said they're saying Clay County ball. I meant to say they're saying Clark Range ball. Clark Range in possession here. Clay County in front, 8-9, 5:20 and ticking here in this opening quarter. Henderson fires a three from right corner, hits it. 8-3 the score. Woodcock brings it across the line. Quick tempo for the boys in this one. The girls game we just called had a slow pace. The boys playing a lot quicker at this point. As I say that, Woodcock slows down just a little. Emerton, baseline. Throws it out of bounds. He's looking for Kimes, couldn't find him. Nick and Nate Hall, you said they are brothers. I had asked you that, but I asked you last time.
Pretty sure, I think so.
All right, the senior and the junior.
Pretty good players for Clark Range. Had big nights against us in that first contest, I think.
Henderson, another three-pointer. He hit it. He's 2-2 from behind the arc, and quickly this one went from 8-9 to 8-6.
I believe he came to play.
He did. Just like their ladies, they do. They're dangerous here at home. They play very well in this gym. Kimes with it for Clay County. Another turnover. It's Nick Hall who steals. He goes to the other end. Hits a free throw. No, it's waved off. Foul on the floor. B.J. Emberton. Official Dacus makes sure the scorer's table knows that that shot was no good. And Emberton picks up his first personal.
Very animated, isn't he, Daniel? And
it's my understanding he's been calling a lot of collegiate games, so this is well under his pay grade tonight, perhaps. Hall with it. He dishes off to, who is that Buffalo? I've yet to identify him. Phillips. Phillips missed the two-pointer. It was number 34. Actually, 33, Brandon Daughtry, who's in. Three-pointer taken and hit by Woodcock. Timeout taken by head coach Rodney Powell. Clay County in front, 11-6.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
4:05 remaining in this first quarter play. The Buffaloes with the basketball. Another three-point shot taken. That was Phillips. He missed it. Rebounded, though. By another Buffalo. A foul call on the floor against Clark Range, number five. No.
I don't envy you, Daniel, trying to call the names of these players with that white jersey and gold number. They're hard to see
it's,
here.
It is. It's hard to see.
Team.
You have a number five on your roster. You went off my roster. We may not have a full roster here for the Buffaloes. We'll do the best we can, though. He comes with it for Clay County. Ball knocked out of bounds by Henderson. Bulldogs maintain possession.
I'm glad he got a hand on it.
Coach, very hard to inbound here at Clark Range.
Yeah, you
mean, can't even get out of bounds to inbound it. Their sideline encroaches onto the floor. The sneakers of the players out on the face of
it. You know, to the best of my memory, since I first came up here, I think they've extended the sidelines out about a foot on each side.
Uh-huh. Coach Sims mentioned it's a little shorter in length than the gym at Clay County High School.
Yes.
Clark Range with the mile. Clay County couldn't convert on a point attempt, and a foul's called against Woodcock.
I think this used to be what was known as the extra high school floor. It's longer than Arrow floor was, but it's shorter than the normal floor is today.
I see. Buffalo's to inbound. It's number three, Jonah Durham. Inbounds the basketball. Who's that number five? We're going to have another mystery man, perhaps.
I think that's going to be Gatlin LaRue. He was the starter last time.
Number
we have him at number four.
I bet he's traveling
to sure that's
four.
Him.
Yeah. I'll buy that. All right, Buffalo's with the ball. We know everybody now. Phillips with it, top of the key. He's defending Bashlock. Shots up in the paint. It's good. 11-8 the score here. 2:55 on the clock in the first quarter. Woodcock with it for Clay County. Crosses the timeline. Gives it up to Ashlock. Ashlock across court to Emberton. Emberton defended by LaRue. Gives it back to Woodcock. Woodcock has Nate Hall defending him tonight. Hall, a good long body. Woodcock going to have to work hard for points against him. Gavin Silk, 12-foot jumper, good.
Great shot.
Gavin real good from that left elbow spot on the floor where he drained that one from. Clay County in front, 13-8. Nate Hall handling the basketball for the Buffaloes. Feeds inside to Phillips. Phillips with a jumper of his own. It's good. Good shooting display by both squads. 2:15 left in the first. Kimes with the basketball. Top of the key. Goes to Emerson right wing. Now inside to Silk. Silk across the paint to Kimes. Uncontested layup.
Great job. Good pass.
Great vision by Heath to see that opening in the floor. Great vision by Gavin to see him there open. Under 2 minutes to play in this opening quarter. Clay County in front by 5, 15-10. Another three-pointer taken and missed this time by Henderson. Rebound by Kimes. Kimes quickly into the front court, decides to circle back out, goes between his legs, passes inside to Ashok. Ashok over to Emberton. Emberton inside to Silk. Silk Ashok at the free throw line, drives, right block, shots up, no good.
Bounced out on him.
Rebound, Henderson. Henderson dishes off to Hall, and Nate Hall brings it across the timeline for the Buffaloes. He hands off to LaRue, shots up, no good. Kept alive by Henderson. And Nick Hall comes up with it. He passes off to brother Nate. Henderson inside to, Henderson gets it inside, loses a handle on it, picked up by LaRue. Sloppy play. Nate Hall back with it at the top of the key. Says, calm down, guys. Let's reset. He hands off to his brother Nick, and Coach Powell now gets involved, calls instructions out to his players. Nick Hall drives, shoots from left elbow. It is no good. Rebounded by Henderson, though. Great job by the Buffaloes to keep it alive. He times says no, sir, though. He steals it from Henderson. Kimes comes across the timeline, gives it to Woodcock. He fires a three, no good. Gavin Seal couldn't hang on to the rebound. Henderson came up with it, and with 35 seconds left in the first quarter and Clay County leading 15-10, the Buffaloes have the ball and will likely play for the last possession.
This one kind of shaping up just like the last one in Salina. Clay County actually trailed at the end of the first quarter, 16-15, and then only led by two at the half. So tight first half so far again, Daniel.
Thomas, you've got a wonderful memory to be able to pull those stats out. Here we are. Ashlock headed inside, almost stole it from the Buffaloes. Couldn't hang on, though. It's Hall. Shoots a three-pointer. Nate Hall on the three-point attempt. No good. Goes out of bounds. 1.9 seconds on the clock. Clay County's going to have an opportunity here for a desperation three. We see Mason Sharp, Sage Tiernan, and Gunner Silk come in to help finish out this 1.9 seconds. Ashlock and Kimes stay on the floor with them. Jake will inbound.
Got your quarterback here, Daniel. See if he throws it long. He gets to the half court.
Silk fires a desperation three, and it was almost good. But it did fall a little long off the back of the iron. It's into one. Clay County leads by five, 15-10.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Back here in Clark Range, Clay County leads 15-10 at the end of one. Landon Woodcock's buried two threes for 6 points for Clay County, but Seth Henderson has followed suit with a pair of his own for the Buffaloes, Daniel.
He has helped his team keep it tight. Clay County in possession here. 7:45 and kicking in the second. Mason Sharp, who stayed in after the quarter change, has 2 points. On the floor for Clay County, Sage Tiernan, Mason Sharp, Jake Ashlock, Heath Kimes, and Gunner Silk. Coach Edwards really been manipulating his lineup here in the post-Christmas stretch, getting ready for postseason play. Wants to have all players firing on all cylinders. Buffaloes have 2 more points as we see number 34, Deidre Kings, knock in the free throw range jumper. Clay County with the basketball and the lead, 17-12. Kimes fires a rare three-pointer. No good. Rebound Ashlock back up. Shot was blocked. Sage Tiernan, though, the senior, doing a good job. Got in there, got his hands on the ball, fought for it, but a jump ball call. Buffaloes have the possession arrow in their favor.
Don't see Tiernan on the floor much, but I've always loved his energy and passion he plays with, Daniel.
Greedy.
Good to see the senior out there getting some minutes early in this one, like you said.
Coach Edwards may be wanting to lean on him a little bit down the stretch, perhaps. Buffaloes with the ball. 7 minutes to go here in this second quarter of play. LaRue gives it up to Henderson. Henderson behind the arc, defended by Tiernan. He hands off to Phillips. Phillips now goes to number zero, Keith Whited. Whited dishes off to LaRue. LaRue tries to go inside. He finally does. Henderson has it at the right elbow. Dishes off to, actually, I think LaRue's number four. We're missing a few numbers, Thomas. We're going to do the best we can with that. Phillips with it at right elbow. Drives inside. Nice defense by Clay County. Denies him. And we see a three-pointer, but a running shot hitting by Keith Whited. 17-14. Buffalo's not letting the Bulldogs pull away in this one, Coach.
No, they're not.
Times with it. Drives inside. Dishes back out to Ashlock. Ashlock goes baseline. Shots up. No good. Goes on rebound. Put back. No good. Got another rebound. Put back. No good. Foul. What a hustle.
I'm telling you what. It took nearly a homicide to draw that foul.
It did. Well, if you notice during the girls' contest, kind of even back and forth, but they let those girls really bang and beat on each other.
Yeah.
Ashlock hit the line to shoot two. First one's away. No good. It is a veteran crew here tonight of officials. See the Western Way sending out a good crew to call these big matchups here at Carthage High School. Ashlock preparing for the second attempt here. Shots away. Misses that one. Jake missed both, and Woodcock picks up a cheap foul there. He knew better than that, Coach.
Yeah, had lady's arm across the shoulder.
Over the back, called on Woodcock, his second personal. Coach Edwards not happy with it, brings him to the sideline. No, he does not. Woodcock's still in. Ashlock actually came out as we saw Emberton check back in. I knew that was a substitution. Buffalo's with the ball. Phillips out at the top of the key. Goes inside to Henderson. His shot's up short. Rebound Gavin Silk. Silk to Woodcock. Woodcock crosses the timeline to Emberton. Emberton in the left corner. Dishes back out to Woodcock. Woodcock across court to Sharp. Sharp to Gunner Silk. Gunner inside to big brother Gavin. He stole it.
Turned and banked it in.
An assist from the sophomore Silk to the senior Silk. 5:25 and ticking here in the second quarter. Clay County in front by 5, 19-14. Buffalo's with the ball. LaRue, right corner, fires it. No, that's the mystery man. Let's listen to the PA.
My punt of the night. We got
number 5 is Josh Bilbrey.
My punt of the night. We got a lot of good silk out there tonight. And yeah. Got a good cloth.
Always appreciate the comments you come in with, Coach. That's pretty good. Woodcock drives baseline, has his shot blocked, and they're going to say it was a little more than a block.
Yeah,
it was a foul.
We're going to get the foul on that one.
Woodcock goes to the line to shoot two. Henderson called for the foul. Number 5 is Josh Bilbrey.
You know, that Bilbrey 3, Daniel, called back within 2 here. Woodcock and Clay County needs to put a little distance here between them and the Buffaloes before the half.
He adds one more point to that distance with his first free throw, 20-17 currently the score. Woodcock prepares for the second. It's away, and he hits it as well. 21-17 the lead. Times back in. Let's reset it for you for Clay County. On the floor for them as Woodcock goes out. It's sophomore Gunner Seal, seniors Emberton, Kimes, and Gavin Seal, and junior Mason Sharp. Buffaloes with the basketball. It's Bilbrey, defended by Gunner Silk. Bilbrey hands off to Nate Hall. Nate defended by Mason Sharp. Hall's at right wing, wants to go baseline, and something's called here. Coach, what was that?
I think he's called it blocking on
Mason
Sharp.
Sharp picks up a personal. Official Mackus with a gesture that I wasn't familiar to seeing as 2 more points are added. By number 33, Brandon Daltrey. 21-19. This one a close one. Mason Sharp, 3-pointer, left corner. Give it to him. That is his spot on the floor. 4:20 and ticking in the second. Clay County back out to a 5-point lead, 24-19. Nate Hall, left wing, tried to go to Daltrey. Daltrey couldn't hang on. Fortunately, Nick Hall was there to pick up loose ball for the Buffaloes. Baseline drive by Bilbrey. He throws the ball away. Kimes comes up with it. He goes coast to coast and has it knocked out of his hands. Bulldogs maintain possession.
Really didn't have any place to go.
No, good defense.
Yes, it was. They were backing
him up. Had him in a mid-air trap. Kimes inbound. Finally gets it in, had trouble, got it in to Sharp. Sharp to Gunner Silk. Gunner at right wing. Gunner has really developed here during his sophomore campaign. And he drives to the hoop, tried to score. Did not convert, though. Rebounded by the Buffaloes.
Good defense there by Hall Daniel. Gunner had the lane, had the layup. Just a nice block shot.
3:33 and ticking here in the second quarter. 24-19, Clay County in front. Phillips with the basketball for the Buffaloes. He's defended by Emberton. Phillips hands off to Nick Hall. He's defended by Kimes.
We see Ashlock getting set to check in. Coach Evers stuck with this lineup for the majority of the second stanza here, Daniel.
Yes, he has. Buffaloes with it still. Working in around the perimeter. Finally inside to Phillips. He's well defended. Can't do nothing with it. Kicks it out to Daughtry. His three-pointer no good. Rebounded by Hall. And he steps out of bounds. Bulldogs take possession. 3:02 on the clock here. It falls temporarily as Ashlock checks back in. Gunner Silk goes to the sideline. On the floor for Clay County, four of the original starters. We see Gavin Silk, B.J. Emerson, Jake Ashlock, and Heath Kimes. They're accompanied by Mason Sharp, though, rather than Woodcock at this point. Kimes with it, top of the key. Hands off to Sharp. Sharp now to Emerson. They begin a little weave here. Kimes back with it. Mason Sharp, right wing. Passed on the three-pointer. Passes back to Kimes in the paint. Four-foot jumper, no good. Rebounded by Kimes. Wants to go back up. Can't do it. Goes to Mason Sharp. Three-pointer good. 2-for-2 from behind the arc is the sharpshooter, Mason Sharp. 2.5 left in the second. Clay County in front by 8, 27-19.
You know, we've seen Sharp coming here in this second quarter. He's got 8 points, 2 threes, and a little short jump shot, making an impact, the junior is.
Nice to see. I had honestly called out Mason Sharp for been in a bit of a slump here lately, not contributing a lot, especially offensively. We know he's capable. We see that tonight as he has found his stroke again.
He's not forcing anything out. He's taking it as it comes to him and just gently shooting the ball up and it's going in for him.
That's an excellent point. 2:15 in the second quarter. Buffalo's inbound. Three-pointer hit by Nick Hall. That tightens it back down to only a 5-point lead for Clay County. Kimes with it, left wing. Surveys the defense, drives into high post, kicks it back out to Sharp. Sharp to Emerson. Now to Ashlock. Inside to Gavin Silk. The big fella's got it. Shots up. And it is a jump ball call. Rather than a block. Sometimes
we'll retain.
That momentum stopped by a defender. They'll call jump ball. It is in Clay County's favor, though. So they'll have possession. Ball's in Mellon to Ashlock. Ashlock to Silk. Silk to Kimes. Kimes back to Ashlock in the paint. Runners up. No good. It's almost a...
You know, that's kind of the story of this one so far, Coach. Both Silk and Ashlock had 16 in the win on the Buffaloes at home. Ashlock hadn't scored tonight. Silk only 4 points.
No inside production. Minute and a half left here in this second quarter. Buffaloes miss a shot. Ashlock pulls down the rebound. Here comes Kimes. Gets the high post, backs it back out, gives to Ashlock. Now Emberton fires a three. Good. B.J. Emberton with his second three-pointer of the contest. 30-22, the score. Timeout taken, the 30-second variety. My head coach, Rodney Powell, will be back after one ad.
Sawana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Sawana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Back here at Clark Range High School, and Clay County leads the Buffaloes 30-22. With about a minute to go in this first half, Daniel, huge shot from B.J. Emerson right there to stretch it out to 8 points. But it's been the story of this second quarter. Mason Sharp off the bench with 8 points, including 2 big 3-pointers.
Playing very well. Had his biggest night of the year offensively now. Trails Devil before Christmas with 20. Eight here early in this. Like you say, only a quarter of time. Buffaloes with the basketball. Clay County with the lead, though. 30-22 in front by 8. Our head coach, Rob Edwards, and his 22-2 squad. Buffaloes with it. Henderson behind the arc. He's well defended by Ashcock. Decides to drive anyway. Has to give it up to Daughtry. Daughtry back to Nate Hall. Hall calls LaRue up to take the ball from him at the top of the key. LaRue's isolated with Kimes. Kimes going to be called for a reach-in foul. Kimes a little overzealous.
Yes, he was.
First personal for Heath. Heath Kimes, one of the best open floor defenders you'll see in all the state of Tennessee. Such a pleasure to watch him work each night.
It is, Daniel. I'm not sure what his average is, but, you know, every third trip down the court, he's making an impact, getting a steal, a deflection, something of that regard.
Just a pressure, you know, just creating an uncomfortable situation for ball handlers. 35 seconds left in the first half of this one. Clay County with an 8-point lead. Buffaloes with the ball. Henderson behind the arc. He's defended by Tiernan. Shots up. No good. Rebound Ashcock. Ashcock pulls it down. Going to bring it down the floor himself. 20 seconds now and ticking. Passes to Tiernan down low. Back out to Ashcock up top. 15 seconds. Now to Kimes. Kimes not in a rush at all. Holding the ball on his hip. 10 seconds left.
Well, it looks like we're still sitting back in this zone. Clark Range is high ball screen. Kimes with the ball in his hands, and he turns it over, Daniel.
2 seconds. Desperation three by Clark Range. No good. At the half, Clay County in front by 8, 30-22. Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show coming your way.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about service. serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
It's right here at the Clark Range High School. We're watching an 11-year-old boy make a pair of free throws. He's winning a $100 bill every time he does, so there's some excitement here at halftime. And it's been a good game so far as Clay County leads Clark Range 30-22 here at halftime. Clay County jumped out to a 15-10 lead at the end of the first quarter and then expanded it to 8 here at halftime, behind 8 points from Landon Woodcock, 8 from Mason Sharp. B.J. Emerson has 6. Gavin Silk has 4. Pete Kimes, 4. So pretty good first half for Clay County. 4 Clark Range. Nick Hall has 3. Seth Henderson, 6. Diedrich Phillips has 6. Brandon Daugherty, 2. Kevin Whitehead, 2. And John Bilbrey has 3 so far for Clark Range. Again, Clay County leads 30-22 here at halftime in Clark Range.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network during the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show. Clay County leads by 8 points, 30-22 here at the half. We did see girls action prior to this. Final in that girls contest was the number 2 state ranked Clark Range Lady Buffalo, 63. Clay County number 7 team in AP poll, 38. Coach Watson, we talked about how it did, wins have been hard to come by for the Lady Bulldogs up here at Clark Range High School. Coach Sims talked during the broadcast about how this was just a very difficult gym to play. What some old memories you have of traveling up here to Clark Range?
One, I know over the years I coached the girls a few times, but we came up here when Teresa Neiman was a junior, and we played them down to our place pretty early, and they kind of give us a pretty good beating down there. But Teresa had really come along during this time of year along late in the season, and Coach Rogers announced to everybody he was going to play us man to man, because you know that there wasn't anybody in the district that could beat his man to man. And I think Neiman had about 30-something points that night, and we pulled out a big victory up here and went on actually to make it to the regional tournament that year for the first time for the girls in a long, long time. That was one of, I guess, one of the most enjoyable times of coaching girls that I had.
I'm sure. Now, how many years did you lead the girls program?
I really don't. I've never really counted. I think maybe 5, 6, 7 years.
Okay.
I know a lot of times they would, you know, be between coaches, and I would kind of get drafted into it. But I actually volunteered for the job when Teresa was here.
I would be interested. I don't know if I've ever heard anybody put a number to your all-time win list when you put boys and girls together. Because those are two of the best way wins.
I do know that, but I never did count those.
Right.
Because I actually started off coaching. The first year I coached girls.
Okay.
And had a pretty decent team then, and actually went to the district tournament when there was about 16 or 17 teams in it, and we were down toward the bottom, and we knocked off Cumberland County, which was one of the top teams. So we've actually had a couple of legitimate wins when I was coaching them.
Well, I know we talked in the girls contest about how Coach Rogers up here, he's been at work since the early 70s, I guess. Got his 1,200th win the other night. Just the rough math on it. You know, if you win 30 a year for 40 years, that's 1,200. And that's basically what he's done.
Yeah.
Not exactly. I think Coach Sims said that the worst year he remembered Coach Rogers and the Lady Buffaloes having was a 19-win season.
Yeah.
And just such an impressive run. Of course, when you talk about Clark Range, even though they've had a strong boys program, I think they've been to four state tournaments, have one state runner-up, I believe. When you say Clark Range basketball, though, your mind immediately jumps to Coach Rogers.
Yeah, you know, a lot of things a lot of people forget about. You know, Clark Range is a relatively small high school, but we forget that they're drawing from a very, very large county.
Yeah.
They are the county high school here in Fentress County, and I know York Institute has the most students, but occasionally one of those great athletes out in the county decides they'd rather go to Clark Range with the tradition that's here and everything, and play here rather than play at, even though York at one time had a great tradition also.
Well, I know, of course, they're a border county with Cumberland County, and Tidwell rules allow a player to go anywhere they want to when they enter ninth grade without penalty. A lot of players have come from Cumberland County and Stone Memorial High School over
and
here.
And Morgan County.
Right.
I know, I guess it might be an interesting statistic to see how many players actually live in.
And of course, and that is a legal thing, as
yes,
we said.
Yes, it is.
You know, you can call it recruiting, but when you're that good, you kind of recruit yourself.
Right.
We are under action here, third quarter action for the boys. The Buffaloes with possession of the ball. They'll be shooting at the hoop off to our left during this half of play. Clay County, the hoop to the right. Kimes comes up with a steal, quickly throws it away, though. He was looking for Emerson, couldn't find him. And Nate Hall comes back in possession of it for his team. 7.5 minutes left in this third quarter. Henderson with it behind the arc, gives up to Daughtry. Daughtry back to Nate Hall. Actually, that's Nick. Nick Hall passes over to LaRue, and hey, that's Bilbrey. Ooh, I'm all over the place tonight, Thomas. Bilbrey knocks down the three. As you, Thomas, mentioned earlier, it is very difficult to see this pale gold number on these white jerseys for Clark Range.
It is, and their players, you know, they don't really stand out from each other either. They're all similar builds, similar bodies out there. So you're doing the best you can, Daniel.
Yes, I try to. Struggle a little with it. Try to improve. Henderson with it for the Buffaloes. Left wing gives it up to Hall. Hall's defended by Emberton. Gives it back over to Bilbrey. Bilbrey passes back to Hall. Now to Daughtry. He shoots a three. No, sir. Rebound Jake Ashlock. Ashlock going to bring it down the floor himself. He passes to Kimes. Kimes back to Ashlock. Ashlock to Woodcock. He fires the three. Misses it. Rebound Bilbrey. Josh Bilbrey crosses the timeline for the Buffaloes. He's defended by Heath Kimes.
We're kind of forcing things right now instead of taking our time, a little bit more time.
And 2 points for Henderson. He's the leading scorer for the Buffaloes at this point. 30-27 the score, one possession game. 6:05 remaining here in this third quarter play. Emberton with it at right wing, works inside to Ashlock. Ashlock out top to Woodcock, fires the three. Yeah.
Great shot. Mason.
Woodcock, just a great catcher and shooter, and that's what he did there. Didn't have to dribble. Call and shoot. And with 5:45 left in the third, he has his team out in front by 6, 33-27.
First Bulldog in double digits, Daniel. He's got 11.
Baseline drive by Buffalo. Loses the handle on it. Puts it up. No good. It was Bilbrey on the shot. Gavin Seal gets the loose ball rebound. Passes to Kimes. Kimes to Emerton. He fires a three from right wing. A little too strong. Rebound Henderson. Henderson hands off to Hall.
That one was a little bit early in the shot clock.
Yeah. Had an open look at it. I understand the shot selection, but with this lead, it was a quick shot. Buffaloes couldn't do any better at their end. They lose the basketball. Ashlock comes up with loose ball. Hands off to Woodcock. Woodcock at the top of the key. Now gets it back to Kimes. Kimes to Emerton at left wing. Goes inside to Ashlock at high post. Ashlock to Kimes. Now back to Ashlock. He's in the paint. 6-foot jumper. Good.
Got a bounce.
4:45 and ticking. 35-27 the score. Clay County leads by 8. Nick Hall with it. Top of the key. Dishes off to Daughtry. Kimes steals it. And we have a block call against Daughtry. Personal foul.
You know, it's Ashlock's first points of the ball game. We talked about it, Daniel. This has become a perimeter game for Clay County. I talked about it in the beginning. How would they win this one? Well, this may be one of their better three-point shooting games of the season.
Yep.
They made 6 in the first half, 7 on the night already. We haven't seen 7 threes out of Clay County in quite some time.
Did it a lot last season. Not this season, though. We've actually talked about how they struggled from that part. They wouldn't take them. They just wouldn't hit them. Alley-oop play from Silk to Ashlock converts. And Ashlock going to go to the line to try to convert the three-point play as he was fouled.
It's great pass.
Full timeout taken by head coach Rodney Powell. He has 2 remaining in the contest. Clay County leads by 10, 37-27.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
4:19 remains in the third. Jake Ashlock at the line to try to convert the three-point play. Shots away and good. Clay County in front by 11, 38-27. Biggest lead of the night, I believe, for Clay County. Nick Hall with it, top of the key, defended by Woodcock. Hands off to Henderson. Henderson defended by Silk. Clay County running the man defense at this point. Bilbrey, left corner, feeds inside to Phillips. Phillips defended by Emberton. Shot no good. Rebound Woodcock. Woodcock comes across the timeline. He's at right wing. Picks up the dribble. Passes to Emberton. Emberton inside to Ashlock. Ashlock spins. Puts up the shot. No good. Goes on rebound. Put back, though, and scored. 3:40 on this third quarter clock and ticking. Clay County in front by 13, 40-27.
Just as soon as I say it's coming an outside game, Jake Ashlock scored the last 7 for Clay County, all in the paint.
Well, anytime we can be proven wrong to the Bulldog advantage, we'll take it, won't we?
Yes, sir.
Buffaloes miss a three-point shot. Rebound by Emberton. Dishes off to Woodcock. Woodcock fires a three at right wing. Nailed it. That's 3 or 4 for him from distance tonight. 4, Thomas says. Heath Kimes with a steal in the backcourt. Clay County with another possession. We've seen it all since Christmas, and Ashlock scores 2 more in the paint. We have seen Clay County flex their muscle in the third quarter against each and every opponent they face. They're doing it again tonight. They're in front by 18, 45-27. Full timeout taken by Clark Range. We'll be back.
With my mobile money from Bank
Nothing
of
spectacular.
You can protect
just
your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Back here in Clark Range High School in Clay County has opened this second half with a flurry, a 14-0 run, Daniel, to get out to this big lead, and it came in about 3 minutes. Jake Ashlock scored 9 points during that time, and Landon Woodcock buried his fourth three-pointer on the night.
What was the halftime score? 30-25.
30-22.
Currently, it's 45-27. We've scored 15. They scored 5. 2:35 left in this third quarter. Fay County in front by 18 points. Heath Kimes gets a steal. Layup attempt for him. He is good. Fay County in front by 20. 47-27. Buffaloes with the basketball. Daughtry crosses the line with it. He gives it up to Bilbrey. Fires a three. Does Bilbrey. It's short. Rebound Woodcock. Here he comes. Across the timeline. 2-on-1. Gives Ashlock. Ashlock's up. No good. Rebound Hall. Missed opportunity there. Tough job. Tough shot for Ashlock, though. Good defense by the Buffaloes.
And I'd like to say that Heath is playing a great mental game tonight.
Yeah.
He's staying under control.
Nate Hall drives left baseline. Dishes off to Henderson. 2 more points for Henderson in the paint. The junior having what could be a career night. Actually, he's a senior, says Henderson. Having a great night tonight against the Bulldogs. However, Clay County in front by 18 points, 47-29. Black and gold do have the basketball. Woodcock left wing gives up to Ashlock. Ashlock inside to Gavin Silk. He drives, shots up, good.
Very good.
Well defended, but Ashlock, Silk rather, scored through it anyway. Minute 20 and ticking left in the third. Buffaloes with the ball. Clay County in front by 20, 49-29. Henderson with it, gives it up to Hall. He fires a three, nice shot. Nick Hall knocks down a three-pointer for his squad. 17 points now the deficit for the Buffaloes. Woodcock fires a three. No, missed that one. 1 minute remains in the third quarter. 49-32. Coach Edwards has his team in front. We see Mason Sharp and Gunner Silk awaiting check-in across the way. Buffaloes slowing it down here, though. Henderson with it, top of the key. Hands off to Hall, 45 seconds and ticking. Nick Hall drives inside, dishes outside to Bilby. Bilby hands off to LaRue. LaRue drives against Kimes, shots up and good. 30 seconds remains in the third. Woodcock with the basketball, crosses the timeline. 49-34, Clay County in front of this one. 15 points the margin. Kimes with it. Down to 15 seconds. Starts to drive. 6 feet jumper. No good. Rebound by Kimes. Put back no good. Rebound this time by Kimes again. And he tips it off to Ashlock. Ashlock couldn't hang on. Rebounded by Nate Hall. Nate Hall drives to the hoop. Dishes off to LaRue. And the buzzer sounds. Third quarter ends here at Clark Range High School. Clay County in front by 15. Let's see if they can hang on in the fourth.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Fourth quarter action here at Clark Range High School about to begin. Clay County in front by 15 points, 49-34. Bulldogs do have the basketball. On the floor for Coach Edwards, Gunner and Gavin Silk, Mason Shard, Jay Cashrock, and B.J. Emerson. Gavin has it left block, spins inside to the paint, has his shot blocked. Buffaloes come up with a loose ball. Daughtry has it. Right wing. Hands off this time to Nate Hall. And Nate Hall's going to miss a three-point shot rebounded by Mason Sharp. I have trouble deciding if it's Nate or Nick whenever the Halls have it. Gunner Silk, right wing for Clay County, the sophomore, getting some quality minutes here tonight. Dishes off to senior Emberton. Now to Gavin Silk, inside to Jay Cashrock, outside to Mason Sharp, back inside to Jay Cashrock. A foul's called against LaRue. Second personal foul for Gatlin LaRue, the junior. Clay County to inbound from beneath their own goal. It was a foul on the floor. Mason Sharp will take care of the inbounding duties. Works it into Gavin Silk. Gavin, a reverse layup, no good. Rebounded by Henderson. Henderson hands off to Whited, who's in running the point right now for the Buffaloes. Whited drives all the way to the hoop and scores. Pretty nice.
Yes, it was. That was a great move. Have you guys noticed the total number of fouls this half in this game?
Only two thus far.
Yeah.
Officials wanting out of here, I guess. Coach Edwards calls his first time out of the contest, a 32nd. Clay County in front by 13, 49-36.
Clark County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
6:51 remains here at Clark Range. Thomas, got anything of interest?
Well, after we went up 20 points there late in that third quarter, Daniel, spanning back to the last few minutes of it and into the fourth, Clark Range on an unanswered run of their own. 7-0 to cut it to 13 here late. They just don't go away.
They don't. We had trouble putting them away at Salino back on January the 8th. Matter of fact, we didn't put them away other than in terms of beating them. Lost to them by 5 points. It was a game all the way up to the final buzzer.
Won by 5.
Yes, won by. I said lost by. I'm sorry. Gavin Silk has it marked again. Folks, you know, we're seeing a lot of plays that on most nights are fouls. They're not tonight at either end, though, so that's okay. Buffaloes lose a handle on it.
B.J. Emerson returned the favor with a block of his own there, Daniel.
Kimes come up with that loose ball after the Emerson block and headed back Clay County's way with it. Had it knocked out of bounds by Hall. Woodcock inbound. Kimes has it again now. Very athletic play on that block by Emerson. Woodcock with it, right wing. Dishes off to Kimes, right corner. Now back to Woodcock. Landon drives into the paint. Foul's called on the floor. Foul goes against Whited. His is first. Woodcock inbound from beneath Clay County's goal here, right to the left of it. Gets it into Ashlock. 6:10 and ticking here in the fourth quarter. Bulldogs in front, 49-36. 13 points the lead, and a charge called against Jake Ashlock. Ashlock's first foul of this contest.
Just kind of lowered his shoulder on that pivot, didn't he, Coach?
Yep. And got our first team foul of the second half.
Yep. Clark Range with 3. Clay County with 1. Clay County does lead, though, by 13, as we just said. 49-36. Buffaloes with the ball. Whited it right wing, defended by Ashlock. Wants to drive. Does a nice job. Spins, gets to the paint. Hands off to Henderson. Henderson has 2 more.
He's got a cool dozen tonight. He does a really nice job in that low paint area. for Coach Pyle and Clark Green.
He certainly does. 5:35 and ticking. Clay County's lead cut to 11. 49-38. Bulldogs have the basketball. Times it right wing. Drives inside. Dishes to Woodcock. Shots up. Yeah. 5 3-pointers for Landon Woodcock in this one. We mentioned during the Battle Bulldog history that Trent Bowles had the single game mark against the Buffaloes when he knocked down eight up here back in 2011.
Yeah.
Woodcock's got to get three more to tie up with him. Bulldogs with the basketball after the Buffaloes missed. Emerson has it right wing. Gives off to Ashlock. Ashlock going to run things here.
That was a huge shot by Woodcock right there. It ended up being a 9-0 run,
good,
and Ashlock followed through with another bucket.
Put it in off the move. Great shot.
Clay County back out in front now. 54-38, 11 points the lead. Hall with it inside. He's defended by Ashlock. Hall shot no good. Rebound Heath Kimes. Kimes quickly down the court to Emerson. Emerson scores on the layup. 56-38. And now we're quickly back up to 18 points. This game has went back and forth, and a final timeout taken here. Coach Powell going to play the remaining 4 minutes and 23 seconds of this one with no more timeouts. Clay County is in front by 18, 56-38.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the main brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way. Your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
4:23 remaining in this District 6A battle. Clay County sitting atop the district standings, trying to hang on to what's now an 18-point lead, 56-38. Don't tune out yet, though, if you're still with us, because Clark Range refuses to go away. They continue to battle back. They have the basketball right now. LaRue drives into a right elbow, kicks it back outside to Daughtry, now back to LaRue. He hands off to Phillips. Phillips now goes over to Bilbrey. Bilbrey to Henderson. Henderson behind the arc in right corner, drives to right elbow, defended well by Emberton, has to give it up. Buffaloes reset, Coach.
Yes, they do. We've done a great job of switching off then. Good job on defense.
I tell you what's impressive, guys. We see Emerson, we talk about him all the time, but Coach Edwards got him on Henderson now.
Yep.
Whoever hurts the dogs, that's where B.J. Emerson ends up. And if you'll notice, he hasn't scored much here lately.
No, and he won't with Emerson watching him. We do see Phillips miss a bank shot from about 10 feet out. Heath Kimes pulls down the rebound. Clay County with a 18-point lead, 56-38. Now 3 minutes and 15 seconds remain. Clock is ticking. Kimes with it, drives inside, gets to the hoop, turns around, kicks it to Woodcock. I'd be surprised if Woodcock don't put it up, and he does. Drove into the paint.
Going to the foul line.
Shot was no good, but he was fouled. As Coach says, he'll have 2 attempts.
We also mention this about every game. Gets down under about 3-minute mark, something like that. Coach Edwards puts the ball in Landon Woodcock's hands to ice it at the free throw line, and that's what we're seeing here.
He's so good at drawing contact and drawing those fouls. And he's such a great shooter from the free throw line. As you say, it's basically a given that he's going to hit about 78, 79, 80% of them from there. He knocks down both of those.
Give him 19 on the night already, Daniel.
Really? 19 points. Of course, the 5 3-pointers certainly helped with that. 3 minutes remain. Clark Range with the basketball. Nate Hall kicks outside to Henderson. Henderson fires. No good. Rebounded by Heath Kimes. Kimes gets right down. He don't see a lot of point guards pulling down a lot of rebounds. He gets them night in, night out.
And a lot of them he gets while he's standing on the floor.
Yes. 2:40 left in this one. Antigone times with it. Drives into the paint. Spin move. Left-handed
good
shot.
Left
good.
Hand.
Kimes has really polished his game coming into his senior season. Doesn't make a lot of mistakes. Really secure with the basketball. And we talked about his defensive pressure earlier as the Buffaloes miss another jump shot. Ball goes out of bounds off the hands of Gavin Silk. Official Dacus pretty quick to get out of the way.
Yeah. Wouldn't you?
The Bulldog players as they charge towards him.
If you see Gavin Silk coming toward you, you try to step aside.
Gavin's a big body. Had a full head of steam there. Fire Cranes with the basketball. Buffaloes inbound. Ball's worked into Henderson. He's right elbow, drives, left-handed layup. No good. Foul's going to be called against Tiernan. Didn't see a lot of contact, but the official is called. Or the foul's called, rather. Clay County going to hang on to this one, I would say. 2:17 remains as we see Henderson go to the free throw line. They do have a 22-point lead, 60-38.
That's great as a coach when you look up at the clock and you see two digits between those left-hand numbers.
Yeah.
It's a long way from 6-3.
Yes, it is. And now Clark Range at 40 rather than 39.
Yeah,
Henderson.
They've done away with one of those digits.
Henderson hit both of those. Still the lead, 20 points for Clay County. Unless something crazy happens here. Timeout taken by Heath Kimes. We'll go ahead and go to a break. 2:12 remains. Clay County in front by 20.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at the CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
2:12 remaining here. Clay County's inbound after this full timeout. Ball's worked into Heath Kimes. Clark Range quickly comes up with a steal, though. And Nate Hall adds two more to the tally. That's Nick. Nick Hall adds two more for his squad. Clay County in front by 18, 60-42. Under 2 minutes to play now. Blocking foul called against Nate Hall.
Look like they're trying to double-team Heath everywhere he goes on the floor right now.
Yeah, wasn't looking for necessarily that intentional style foul, but wanting to pressure him. We see Grant Strong check into the contest. B.J. Emerton will go sit down on the floor for Clay County. We have Gavin Silk, Ben Bailey, Heath Kimes, Sage Tiernan, and Grant Strong. Silk inbound gets it to Kimes. Kimes hands off to Strong. Strong to Gavin Silk. Gavin in a trap now. They're two-man trapping everybody, not just Kimes. And there is a foul call. However, that was a foul on the floor. The sixth team foul for Clark Range. The next one will send a Clay County player to the line to shoot the bonus. 1:52 on the clock. Clay County in front by 18. It was 7. They were wrong on the scoreboard.
Yeah.
We're going to shoot the 1-1 now. Gavin Silk will be at the line. Gavin leading the team. We talked about Woodcock's excellent free throw shooting. Gavin actually the best free throw shooter on the squad percentage-wise. Missed that one. I got to quit saying that kind of stuff. Bad jinxed him. He missed that one. Minute 45 and ticking here in this one. Clay County in front by 18, trying to hang on to this District 6A win. Long three-pointer taken by Hall, no good. Rebounded by Henderson, he's had a great game. Dishes off to Bilbrey, his three-pointer's good. Here we have the Buffaloes fighting back. They trail by 15, only a minute and a half left, though. And Coach Edwards wants a timeout. We'll go ahead and try to fit in one more out, I guess. 15-point lead for Clay County, minute 31 remains.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Minute 31 left in this one. Gavin Silk dimmed bound. We see full court pressure being applied by Clark Range. Ball's worked into Heath Kimes. Kimes in a two-man trap. Dribbles out of it, though. Hard to trap Mr. Kimes. Kimes at the top of the key. Still trying to get away from the Buffalo defenders. Clark Range not fouling. They give it up to Kimes. Now to Strong. Strong picks up the dribble. Back to Silk. Silk to Bailey. Minute 10 remaining. Bailey at right wing. Now to Kimes. Now to Silk. Now to Strong. He has a good look from the left block. He's fouled. Grant Strong going to go to the line to shoot two. Shot was no good. On the 4-4 Clay County, we still have Heath Kimes, Gavin Silk, Grant Strong, who's got the line to shoot to. Sage Tiernan and Ben Bailey. First one's good for the freshman. Jake Ashlock checking back in. Gavin Silk going to the bench. 61-45 the score. Clay County in front by 16. Second shot's away by Strong. Nails that one too. Clay County in front by 17. 1 minute remains. Hall with it for the Buffaloes. Dishes off to Whited. He fires the three. No good. Rebound by Hall. Back outside to Henderson. Gives it up to Whited. Whited drives. Foul called on the floor. Against number 15, Bailey. Bailey's first personal of the contest. Only the third team foul against Clay County. 47.7 seconds remaining, and Coach Edwards sending in Jeffrey Spivey now. Ashnot coming out. Also coming out is Gunner Silk as Heath Kimes sits down. On the floor for the Dogs, Spivey, Strong, Tiernan, Silk, and Bailey. Grant Strong pulls down a rebound for his squad. Comes back the other way. Gets it to Bailey. Bailey to Tiernan. Tiernan to Gunner Silk. 30 seconds remaining in this, and Clay County going to get to 23-3 on the season. They'll be winners of 13 straight, dating all the way back to the Christmas tournaments when they lost to Byron County, Kentucky. Tiernan now adds two more. Nice job by Sage. Good to see the senior score here. 19 points to lead for Clay County. 15 seconds left in this one. Hall, a desperation three. He hits it. That's Nick Hall. 10 seconds remain. Ball's inbounded to Bailey. Things slow down here, Coach Watson. Five seconds left.
I think this one's over with.
Spivey going to hold it. Watch time tick off. There's the buzzer. Clay County winners here at Clark Range tonight. The boys, that is, 64-48. We will come back and do the Farm Bureau postgame show. Please stay with us.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau Postgame Show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
We're back here on the Farm Bureau Post Game Show. Girls action earlier, girls all 63-38. Boys action that we just called and are about to break down. Boys won to get to 23-2 on the season. 13 consecutive game win streak they've got going. And a perfect 12-0 now in District 6A play. Only two district games remain. Those will be Monterey Friday night, which we'll call, and Red Bullen this coming Tuesday from Salina, which we'll call. We'll go ahead and talk about this one we just saw tonight, though, Thomas.
We did, and it was kind of like we've been talking about the last half dozen, last six conference games we called for Clay County. You know, kind of tied early, Coach.
Yeah.
They only led by 8 at the half, but they went on a run in that third quarter. And it was a 16-0 run, unanswered, to gain control. Yeah, Clark Range chipped away a little bit early on in the fourth, got it back to 11, but they got it out to 20, and they got it out there quick, and then maintained it, won going away.
Right. It seemed like, you know, we're having little spells where we kind of level off for a second, but then we realize, hey, we could be in a ball game here in a minute if we don't buckle back down. And these guys have done a good job of, you know, tightening things up on defense and settling down on offense. And just basically putting ball games away.
It was a 3-point ball game early in that third quarter when Jake Ashlock kind of went off, scored 9 of his 11 points on the night in that stretch. Landon Woodcock buried 2 of his 5 three-pointers on the night. And there's nothing you can do when Clay County does something like that, Danny.
And therein lies their strength. We could put blanks there and insert any two names of these starting five into those spots, and we do, night in and night out. Tonight it was Woodcock Ashlock in the third. Some nights it's been Emerton and Kimes, Silk. So tonight, that third quarter run, those two guys were huge.
They were, and, you know, the three-point shooting guys for Clay County, one of their better nights on the outside. You know, Clark Rains, they stayed in it, but they shot it well, too. Made some crucial threes and just hung around, didn't they, Coach?
They stayed with their plan, and, you know, they didn't panic when they got down 20. They cut it back and made a pretty decent run, and then we put it away toward the end there.
I think maybe they lost just a little bit of their swagger toward the end there when they realized that. But then again, I looked up and they were out there going after us again.
Credit head coach Rodney Powell for that. Does a great job with his guys.
He always does. And for Clark Range, only two players in double figures. Seth Henderson had 15 to lead the way for the Buffaloes. Nick Hall had 11. Dedrick Phillips had 6. Gatlin LaRue, 2. Brian Daugherty, 2. Keith White had 4. And who we thought was a mystery man ended up being Mr. Bilbrey, had 9 points tonight, 3 three-pointers off the bench for Clark Range. So not a bad outing for them, Daniel.
No, it wasn't. They got a good squad. Veteran players, fortunately, they're just not hardly as good as Clay County is this year, don't seem like.
That's right. And for Clay County, only 2 in double figures. Sage Tierney and Grant Strong both had a bucket late. Mason Sharp, big 8 points, all came in the second quarter to kind of keep us in this one, Daniel. B.J. Hamilton had 8 points, 2 big 3s. Gavin Silk, 6. Heath Kimes, 8. We talked about Jake Ashlock. He finished with 11. Landon Woodcock, huge night, 19 points again tonight. The 5 three-pointers, good to see him finding his stroke from outside.
Definitely was. Folks, Clay County Bulldogs won their 64-48 over the Clark Range Buffaloes. If you can, please stay with us one more time. We're going to play a few ads, come back, announce the top performers from tonight's contest, talk about the upcoming schedule, and then sign off. Stay with us one more time.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls and boys games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, a preview of Clay County's upcoming schedule from analyst Thomas Weaver, and final words from your host as we wrap up the Farm Bureau postgame show after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Back here for the final time tonight, and it is time to announce the TDS top performers from the contest. First of all, the girls' contest. Game didn't go the way we wanted to. The Lady Buffaloes came out, flexed their muscle early in that one, just real emotional, real aggressive, shot very well. Clay County kind of struggled throughout, even though we battled back. Ended up going with Rachel Kopas, though, in that contest. She had an early start, played well. She does every night. I'm not saying she hadn't on the others, but she kind of maintained her level of offensive output.
Her level of offense and her level of defense.
Yeah.
You know, the Monday Twins got in the lane on her, so this didn't have much energy. Rachel Kovas plays hard night in, night out.
Yeah.
She's got a motor that doesn't stop, similar to Heath Kimes.
Yeah.
And I thought she was kind of the only spark we had in that first half, especially.
She was.
And Rachel Kovas finished with 9 points on the night. I'm sorry I can't keep up with everything, but I know she had some steals. I know she had some deflections and several assists, too.
For a true point guard, that's a pretty good night. When you get 9-10, and that's probably her average. She's right there at 10 points. That's a good night. Heath Kimes, as we say it, he's one of the best point guards in the Upper Cumberland. That's probably his average offensively.
It is. And, last time we checked, Rachel Copas was leading the Mid-State in assists. And, like I say, I don't keep up with that number. I've got too much other stuff to keep up with. But I'm sure she had several tonight to Kenzie Arms and Taylor Strong.
Yep.
And her defense and energy kept Clay County in that game.
It did. That's why we chose her the girls' top performer. I'll let you announce the boys.
And for the boys, Landon Woodcock had a great night, scored 19 points. But to me, it's all about Jake Ashlock. We talked about this game being an outside game until the tide turned in the third quarter with that 16-0 run to kind of put this one away. And Jake Ashlock had all but two of his 11 points in that run, Daniel. He scored seven in a row at one time and then put in another bucket. Clay County went on a 16-0 run and spurred by the interior play of Jake Ashlock. Again, don't keep up with the other numbers. Several rebounds for Jake. I love the way he ripped it off the board and smacks it.
Yeah, had authority,
Brings it down. The attitude of Jake Ashlock is as important sometimes as his points and other things.
And that's something that he's brought all year, I think.
It is.
And it's intensified here in the last couple contests. I think Clay County, Jake Ashlock included, is feeling the time of the year, getting ready for postseason, flexing their muscles, like we say a lot, establishing themselves. Jake helped them do that tonight.
They did. Congratulations to both of them.
Rachel Copas and Jake Ashlock, tonight's top performers, brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Once again, girls' contest, Clay County lost 38-63. The Lady Bulldogs now were 20-6 on the season, 10-2 in District 6A play. Boys won 64-48. They are 23-2, I'm sorry. Overall, a perfect 12-0 in district play. Folks, until this coming Friday evening, we'll be broadcasting courtside live from Monterey High School. For Joe Sims, Thomas Watson, Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing all of you a good night.